This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shucker season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
The rain has dissipated as the sun starts to peek out from behind the clouds just off the Mississippi Sound in Biloxi, Mississippi. From MGM Park, it's the finale of the first half of the 2022 season and the final game of this six-game series between the visiting Pensacola Blue Wahoos and the Biloxi Shuckers. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. Thomas and Zarella will be joined by Garrett Green momentarily, as the Blue Wahoos clinched the first half crown a few nights back. And so this one, both teams just playing it to play it a little bit as well. But the rain came through early this morning, late last night. The tarp is on the field. Took it off a little more than about an hour and a half ago. And so about a 20-minute delayed start. So that's why we're kicking off a little bit later than usual, the scheduled start time. But we can recap the game a little bit yesterday as well. Shuckers almost coming back in the ninth inning as they dropped the contest 8-7. Three-run bottom of the ninth inning for the Shuckers. They have the tying run at third base and Cam Devaney, and ultimately the winning run on base as well, but unfortunately falling just short. But still a few things to talk about and trends to watch out for today. Noah Campbell, a single in the third inning yesterday, extending his hit streak to 14 games on base, streak to 17 games. And Devaney mentioned he was on base the ninth inning, collecting three hits in the losing effort, including an RBI double in the ninth inning, a pair of singles as well. Again, finishing 3-for-5, hit on base, streak to 24 games. Also played his 40th straight contest yesterday that he has appeared in. Joey Weimer, the season high this season, started the first 44 games of the season, Joey did, or at least appeared in them. But Brandon Kinnear got the Shuckers out on a good foot out of the gate. Five innings, allowed just one run on one hit. Did walk five, though, which was a season high for him. And for a Shucker starter this season, did strike out five. He threw 83 pitches in the no decision. It was really a four-run seventh inning. It was a low-scoring game, 1-1. Both teams scoring a run in the third inning. Dillard RBI single as well in the third inning, but a four-run top of the seventh inning. Two errors mixed in there as well did not help the Shuckers, but with a four-run inning, Thomas Jones double, J.D. Orr single, and a sack fly from Troy Johnson, a pair of sacrifice flies to drive in two runs in his return as well. He had missed the previous two games, and then Pensacola got three more in the eighth inning. A Norel Gonzalez three-run home run that really was a difference maker, because the Shuckers would score the final five runs in the game, two in the eighth. And I mentioned three in the ninth. Nick Kale in his first game back as well. He's off the bench today, but a home run to right field. His first Double-A home run was just reassigned from Nashville 2 days ago. Again, but he is available off the bench today. As the Shuckers is trying to close the books on the first half, a game over 500. They are currently even 500 right now with a 33-33 overall record. So that's what they're playing for, to play over 500 baseball in the first half of the season. We'll get you the starting lineups next during the Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back to the Shuckers pregame show here from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. It's the first half series finale. The Shuckers and Blue Wahoos wrap up their six-game series in the first half, again, of the season. Let's get you started. Laps now for both sides. You start with the first half winners in the South Division of the Southern League, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, the Miami Marlins AA affiliate. 35-28 record on the season. Here is their starting nine. Second baseman Jose Devers leads things off, followed by the DH tonight, Griffin Conine. Left fielder Troy Johnson bats third, a run up to kick off their lineup. The catcher J.D. Osborne bats cleanup. Center fielder Thomas Jones bats fifth. Narel Gonzalez, another left-handed batter, first baseman, a homer in last night's win. He bats sixth. Third baseman Bubba Hollins in the seventh spot. The left-hitting right fielder, J.D. Oren of Wright State University, bats eighth. And the shortstop out of the University of Louisville, Devin Harrison, and a former Biloxi Shucker, rounds out the starting nine. He bats ninth. The right-hander, Cody Mincy, will get the ball today. Now, Mincy this season is 3-3 with a 5.29 ERA. He'll go opposite of Noah Zavalas, the right-hander, out of Acton, Massachusetts, and Harvard University, 2-1 and a 5.24. Now for the rest of the Shuckers lineup, 33-33 record coming in. Again, looking to end the first half of the season on a high note. If they can pick up a win today, they'll be playing over 500 baseball in the first half of the season. Left fielder Noah Campbell, the switch hitter, will kick things off batting first. Second baseman Felix Valerio bats second. Brewers number two prospect Joey Weimer, the right fielder, bats third. The switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss picked up a national championship today. Will bat cleanup. Ken Dillard, first baseman, cleanup hitter. The DH Jackson Reitz bats fifth. Shortstop Cam Devaney, again, the longest active hitting streak in all of minor league baseball. 18 games, 24 game on base streak. He bats sixth. Switch hitting third baseman Jason Koka bats seventh. The catcher Jason Lopez slot in the eighth spot. And the center fielder, Terrence Dawson, rounds out the starting nine as he bats ninth. And again, Zavalas on the ball, on the hill today. He'll get the ball. 2-1, a 5.24 ERA. Zavalas against Mincy. That's the pitching matchup here tonight on a Sunday evening between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. We'll get you our picks to click up next here on the Shuckers pregame show.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, Freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards and nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Series finale on this early evening on a Sunday. Biloxi again. Thomas and Zrelik, Eric Green. Time now for our picks to click here tonight. Garrett, we'll kick it over to you. Who is your pick to click in this contest?
I'm going to take the man in the leadoff spot today, Noah Campbell. He has just put together an outstanding stretch over his 14-game hitting streak. Give me Campbell as my pick to click today.
Oh, I like it. I'm going to go just a few spots behind Campbell in the four spot today. Thomas Diller, the switch-hitting first baseman. RBI yesterday, also walked and scored in the ninth inning, but he had four RBIs the evening before, including a double, single, two walks, somebody that always seems to be getting on base, and they're going to need some of that today against Cody Mincy and the Blue Wahoos, who run out a six-man rotation. They've seen Mincy before. Let's see if the Shuckers can get to him. Well, last time that they did face Mincy, they did get to him, getting five runs off of him back in Pensacola on June 5th. But those are our picks to click tonight. And with our game usually one of the last ones to kick off in the Southern League, we can take a look at some of the scores around the Southern League today. Every game is underway or has finished. The Smokies have finished their game against Chattanooga. Mississippi Montgomery in the seventh inning at Riverwalk Stadium. Biscuits 4-1 advantage over the M Braves. Indigo Diaz into pitch. But kind of like our game yesterday, the M Braves got a run to the top of the first, and the Biscuits scored three in the first, one in the second. They just got the runs out early in the game, just like we did. They're in the seventh inning, though, so still could be just like our seventh inning, where all of a sudden the runs started to pour in. Yeah,
everything went crazy.
And then even Birmingham up 6-2 on Rocket City. Yeah, they won't finish over 500, but we talked about yesterday. They were 8-2 in their last 10. Well, they lost yesterday, so 7-3 in their last 10. But right now, get up 6-2, five runs in the first inning against the Trash Pandas over at Regions Field. That's one way to get out of the gate on the right foot. Craig Dietlow, RBI single. Allowed Joelki Cespedes to score, in which seven errors, did end up going 3 1/3 innings, but was charged with 6 runs on 9 hits, struck out 3, threw just 66 pitches before he was pulled. The former Orleans Firebird in my time, out of Long Beach State. Somebody we'll see later in the season, probably was just promoted to Double A for the Angels. And that one game, again, we said that was finished today. Peyton Remy picks up the win. Connor Curlis, the losing pitcher. 7-1 Smokies, final score. The Smokies scored a run in 6 of the 8 innings. They were the home team, so not the bad in the ninth. Jake Slaughter home run. Alexander Canario leaves the yard twice. And Eric Yang, his first double-A home run. The catcher out of UC Santa Barbara. Well, Noah Zavalis leads the Shuckers out from the first base dugout. While the first pitch on the other side. But first, the national anthem. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dog, $1 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Play ball.
Play ball.
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is the series finale and the end of the first half of the Southern League season as we draw to a close between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. A very pleasant good evening, everybody, alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today 33-33 on the year. They're looking for a win to finish with a record above 500. In the first half, as for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, 35-28, they have won the first half South Division title. And here is the lineup for them today. Leading off is the second baseman, Jose Devers. Griffin Conine, a day off from the field. He's the DH. And Troy Johnson is in left. The catcher is J.D. Osborne. He's the cleanup man. He'll be followed by Thomas Jones in center. And Norel Gonzalez, who had a three-run homer last night, is at first. The third baseman is Bubba Hollins. J.D. Orr is in right. The shortstop, Devin Hairston, rounds it all out for the Pensacola. Noah Zavalis, 2-1 this year with a 5.24 ERA. And the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are led by second-year manager Kevin Randall. Shuckers in their royal blue jersey tops with white numbers, white names and numbers on the back. They have on the white pants and they have on the blue caps today. As for the Wahoos, they are in their powder blue jerseys, Pensacola in pink script lettering across the chest. They have pink numbers on the back. They have on gray pants today, and they wear the navy caps. So Jose Devers in from the left side, and Zavalis. The first offer to him is hit high in the air, out into medium depth right field, and Joey Weimer plants his feet one step in, a much easier catch than he had on Tuesday night against Devers. He used the first out on one pitch as we're off and running at 5:28 here in Biloxi.
Here's how the Shuckers are lying defensively. Start on the outfield left to right. Noah Campbell, Terrence Dawson, and Joey Weimer just made that catch. On the infield, Jason Koch is at third. Cam Devaney, Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Dillard's at first, and Jason Lopez doing the catching.
So now it's Griffin Conine, and the first pitch is a curveball looped in for a strike to Conine. It is 0-1. Well, calling the balls and strikes today is Dylan Bradley. Our crew chief Mark Bass is at first, and Josh Gilreath is over at third. The right-hander Zavalas, here's the 0-1 to Konine. And another curveball, and that's smashed into deep left center field. Tracking back on it, Dawson, he is at the wall, and that is over the fence to the left of the batter's eye in straightaway center field, and Griffin Konine finally gets his hit off of Noah Zavalas. It's a one-out home run here on the top of the first inning. It is the 12th home run of the year for Konine, and the Wahoos have a 1-0 lead.
Just an absolute bomb off the bat of Konine, and we've talked about if you can get it out in center field towards that batter's eye, you got some sheer pop. And that time just looked like a breaking ball that snuck in towards the middle part of the plate. Now belt high, and Konine disposed of it over the wall.
So 1-0 in favor of the Wahoos. Now it's Troy Johnston. Ball for a strike, 0-1. Well, the reason we say Konine finally gets his hit off of Zavalas is that Konine was 0-15 lifetime against Noah before that homer. As the next pitch curveball comes in for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 to the left fielder Johnston. He had 11 strikeouts in 17 plate appearances against him. But a solo home run here in the first inning today. 0-2, and that's taken a little high and away. One ball and two strikes to the left fielder Troy Johnston. Johnston now hitting .302 on the year in 59 games. This is game number 64 for Pensacola. The 1-2, and a changeup is low and inside. And the count goes even at two balls and two strikes to Johnston. 14 doubles, a triple, 8 home runs, and 41 driven in for the left-handed hitting left fielder for the Wahoos. Now Johnston has a very wide-open stance and a decent bend to the knees. The 2-2. And he rolls this one out towards second. Valerio wheels around, across his body, throws, and Dillard stretches slightly up the first baseline to haul it in. So Johnston is retired, two gone in the inning, and J.D. Osborne will be the batter. Well, it's another more pleasant day here in Biloxi in late June. The rain that we've had today has certainly taken the steam out of the air. 83 degrees at first pitch. Feels like it is 93 outside, though it is 82% humidity today. Well, that's what normally comes after a rainstorm passes by. A little bit of a breeze in the ballpark is fluttering the flags out towards right today. As the first offer breaking ball, and Osborne goes waving for a slider for a strike, it is 0-1. 1-0 in favor of the Wahoos here in the top of the first inning, thanks to the solo home run by Griffin Konine, his 12th of the year. He's set on the 0-1. And a fastball is hit in the air to left field, but playable. Campbell in a few strides, and he'll reach off his left shoulder and bring it in for the out. But the Blue Wahoos strike first on the home run. And as we head to the bottom of the first inning, it's the Blue Wahoos 1, the Shuckers coming to bat.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Of the first inning, Pensacola scoring in the top of the first thanks to a solo home run by Griffin Konine. So here is the lineup that the Shuckers will send out today to try and strike back against Pensacola. Leading off is the left fielder Noah Campbell. He'll be followed by the second baseman Felix Valerio, and Joey Weimer, after getting a pinch hit appearance yesterday, is in the starting nine. He's in right today. The cleanup man is the first baseman Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reed's today off from the field. He's the DH. Cam Devaney on an 18-game hitting streak is at short, Jason Koga at third. Jason Lopez, the catcher. And in the nine spot is the center fielder, Terrence Dostin. They go opposite the right-hander, Cody Mincy, 3-3 this year with a 5.29 ERA. And the Biloxi Shuckers are led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. So here's the 5'11", 180-pound right-hander, Cody Mincy, 30 years old, a native of Hartsville in South Carolina. Set on the first offer to Campbell. And Noah hits it, and he's got it in a stride, out in left field. Now, Campbell has been hunting the first pitch a lot. Remember, he doubled in his first at-bat on Wednesday. He hit one pretty well to center yesterday, and even with a good slice there, he is out on one pitch. So one gone, and Felix Valerio will stand in from the right side for the Shuckers. Righty-righty matchup as Mincy deals home. And the first offer is low and outside for a ball to Felix. It is 1-0. Well, the scouting report on Mincy, he throws a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a changeup. 11th start at AA this year, as the next offer is a little tight and low. On the count, two balls and no strikes to Valerio. Mincy, a right-hander operating from the extreme first base side of the rubber, kicks home the 2-0. And a breaking ball, that is over for a strike. He dropped in a slider that time. And the count is 1-2 to Valerio. Well, Felix had his second four-hit night of the year last night, as the 2-1 is mashed in the air left field, but Johnston had an easy stride over in the gap. He'll have that one played as well. So two fly balls to left, two outs for the Shuckers, and Joey Weimer the hitter.
Well, let's meet the Pensacola Blue Wahoos defense. We've already met Troy Johnson twice today so far. He's in left field. Thomas Jones in center. Judy Orr in right. Around the infield, Bubba Hollins is at third. Devin Harrison and Jose Devers, a double play two up the middle. Narelle Gonzalez is at first, and J.D. Osborne will be doing the catching.
So two gone and the offer to Weimer. And Joey hits this on the ground past the diving Hollins into left field. It's a base hit. So Weimer, a hard-struck single on the left side. And Biloxi's got a two-out base runner as Thomas Dillard comes to hit.
Now we've seen Joey do that so many times this year where he doesn't catch the whole part of the barrel but gets enough of it, and with his sheer power is just able to muscle it through on the ground, the left side of the infield.
Gone in a 1-0 game for the Wahoos here in the first, and the first offer to Dillard. He lifts the hands up and takes a fastball inside. It is 1-0. Now for a lot of guys, if you hit a ball like Joey does on the third base side like that, normally it's going to find a way to be an out. As a 1-0 is a back foot breaking ball that misses, it's two balls and no strikes to Dillard. However, because again, his adage is swing hard and do damage, well, because of how hard he hits the ball, even when he doesn't barrel it, still stroke singles out into left field through the defense as the 2-0. And Dillard muscles this one into center field. That's a base hit. So the Shuckers have a little bit of a two-out rally here. Back-to-back base knocks by Weimer and Dillard. And it brings up Jackson Reeds.
Looks like Mincy has left a changeup right over the inner half of the plate and a lot of play to it. And Dillard, like you said, Weimer likes to do damage. And Dillard doing damage there. A rope single in the center.
109 off the bat for Thomas Dillard. Struck well, to say the least. So man in scoring position, Shuckers trailing it 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. This is one of the guys that you'd like to have up here in Reeds. Right-hander Mincy readies, and he will step off. Wipe a little bit of sweat off of his brow. Of course, Thomas Dillard getting to stay in the clubhouse and see the last outs today of the College World Series. As the first offer to Reitz, that is popped up into shallow right center field. This one might fall down, and it's in between three defenders. Weimer was running the entire way. He comes in and scores. Reitz advancing to second on the back end, and Biloxi has tied the game on an RBI single to shallow center field by Jackson Reitz. It's 1-1.
Well, you're right. That was a little bit of trouble in the Bermuda Triangle in right center field. Slicing away enough from Jones, the center fielder, and you know, Orr playing well back and able to dunk down for a base hit.
So how do you like Weimer? off on contact, and Reitz advancing to second on the throw to third. Now the first offer to Cam Devaney, and he takes a fastball a little high for a ball. It is 1-0. So after Campbell lined out and Valerio flied out, single by Weimer, single by Dillard, and a single by Reitz, two men in scoring position. The 1-0. And Devaney hits this in the air, deep left center field, but it looks like it might be playable as Jones on the warning track in the deepest part of the park reaches up and makes the catch. So the Shuckers hit the ball well in the first inning, and they get one run out of it on three hits for the Strand pair in scoring position. We move on to the second, tied at one between the Shuckers and the Wahoos. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience, Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today, or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashion.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul, stand.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
The second inning, tied at one now between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Wahoos got their run on a solo homer by Griffin Conine. Meanwhile, for Biloxi, three straight singles. Jackson Reitz driving in the tying run. So square at one as Thomas Jones leads it off. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos here in the top of the second. The set on the first offer from the righty Zavalas. And a slider is at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, despite giving up the home run, Zavalas threw just 10 pitches in the first. Eight of them were for strikes. The set and the 0-1. And that one comes in and gets him. Right on the shoulder for Jones. As he is hit by a pitch. It looks like a cutter for Zavalas that just came out of the hand wrong. I'm going to look at it here, and well, that's not going to feel great for Jones. So the leadoff man is on, and it's Norel Gonzalez from the left side. Fifth time that Jones has been hit by a pitch this season. And a throw over to first, and he'll dive back in. For Zavalas, that is just the second batter that he has hit this year. Right-handed hurler built on control and a lot of movement. The first offer, and that is low, and Lopez a back pick. It sails over the head of Dillard and out into right field. Jones will get to second. He'll stop there, though, as Weimer sails the throw into the infield. But it'll be a throwing error on the failed back pick. Gives Jones 90 free feet.
Idea, because Jones took a really big secondary lead off of first. And it looks like a good throw there probably gets him, but it's also tough, too, because Gonzalez is a lefty. And so Lopez having to kind of sidestep the batter first before he unloads it down.
So now a man in scoring position and nobody gone, and Gonzalez with a 1-0 count. Zavalas' offer, and a breaking ball is bounded foul. And the count is 1-1 to the first baseman. Well, Zavalos worked his way through that first inning so quickly, we barely even got to meet him. 6'1", 180-pound right-hander. Acquired in a trade with the Seattle Mariners back in December of 2018. Acquired along with Ben Gamble in exchange for Domingo Santana. The 1-1. And that is lined out into left center field, and Dawson won't get to it. It bounces and stops up. Jones does not stop as he comes around third, though, and Devaney will not have a throw. It's an RBI single by Norel Gonzalez. And the Wahoos move back in front 2-1 here in the second.
And there is the error coming back to hurt Biloxi, and which then a really long and well-struck single. Dawson did a good job at center field to cut the baseball off and hold Gonzalez again with just a long single.
It's really the third or fourth time we've seen in this series that a ball will hit the outfield and just kind of stop up. Set in the first offer, and it's in tight with a fastball to Hollins, 1-0.
You think some of the rain early this morning, too, and
I think
helps
it's a lot of the rain that will do that. The field drains incredibly well, but even then, the field has gotten a decent amount of rain over the last couple of days. 1-0 breaking ball. Hollins checks his swing. It doesn't matter as it drops in for a strike. And the count is 1-1 to the third baseman. And you talk about that hit-by-pitch there. It was the 51st hit-by-pitch of this season series between these two teams, as this is hit the opposite way out into right field. Gonzalez will set the throw. It's in enough time, and the tag is there. Well, Gonzalez didn't get the scouting report as Joey Weimer throws out another base runner. No hesitation, and Weimer, that's one of the easier ones he's had all season long as he cuts down Gonzalez for the first out.
I could just see that one kind of unveiling his 10th outfield assist this season for Joey. And again, he's got a rocket for an arm.
Just amazing. A well-struck single by Hollins. So he's on first now, and J.D. Orr the batter. From the left side, the first pitch. That is low and away for a ball. It is 1-0. And that is the 21st time that a Shuckers pitcher has hit a Blue Wahoos batter. Meanwhile, Biloxi has been hit by 30 pitches by Pensacola this year. The 1-0. And that is inside. Two balls and no strikes. Well, I'm taking a look here. Nope. I was going to say maybe there were more hit by pitches than walks. That is inaccurate through 20 games. It is remarkable how similar the numbers are between these two teams. As the 2-0 is outside, it's three balls and no strikes to Orr. Both teams hitting .243 against each other. Separated by a grand total of 5 runs this year. Coming into today, and separated by a grand total of 5 hits. Coming into today as well. The 3-0, inside ball 4. So Orr works the walk, and the first 4 men have reached against Zavalis here in the second. Of course, the out on the assist by Weimer, as Gonzalez was thrown out at third. The runners on first and second, and still only one gone, and Devin Hairston the batter. Now, scouting report on Zavalis, there was a fastball, both a two-seam and a four-seam, a changeup, a slider, a curveball, and a cutter. The set and the offer, Campbell will have to come over and pick it up. Coming in to score is the runner, Hollins. Orr moves to third, and Devin Hairston gets his 5th run driven in of the year. The Wahoos add on to their lead. It's 3-1 here in the second. Well, Hairston just looking for a first pitch fastball and turned on it for a sharp single out into left field. And so Zavalis in a little bit of a jam here. Men on the edges and one gone. Now the lineup card turns back over to Jose Devers. Set on the first offer. And Devers cues a curveball foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Devers' first time up on the first pitch of the ballgame, flied out to right field. A very shallow right at that. Set and the 0-1. And that is outside. A pop-up by Lopez. That'll keep the runners close to their bases, but no throw. And the count is one ball and one strike to Devers. Well, Devers was a later addition to the lineup today. Reports were that he was up with Miami. He is on the 40-man roster to see if they would end up needing him with some injuries that the Marlins have been dealing with. As this is hit out into right field, Weimer moving over will have a chance to plant underneath this, and the throw will come to the cutoff man as a sac fly allows Orr to come in and score, and it's 4-1 Wahoos here in the top of the second inning. So a ball hit deep enough to right field for Devers to pick up his fourth RBI, and will be Griffin Conine. So a three-run second for Pensacola. Hit by pitch, throwing error, RBI single, single walk, RBI single. And now I'm a sac fly. The set and the first offer. And a breaking ball is low and in to Conine. It is one. Conine with home run just to the left side of the batter's eye in straightaway center field here at MGM Park. We always refer to the spot where the Hard Rock sign is out there near the corner of the wall in left center field as being the deepest part of the park, but straight away to where Conine hit his home run really is. 1-0, hit out into right field, a base knock. Weimer will scoop it up, and that'll hold the runner Hairston to second base, but it's another hit in the inning for the Wahoos as Conine has a multi-hit game. And now runners on first and second, and Troy Johnston the hitter. But just going back to that for the deepest part of the park, you know, for the longest time here, the only player who ever hit a home run out to the batter's eye in straightaway center field was Ryan Braun when the Brewers played an exhibition game here in 2016. Since then, though, there have been many more players who have hit home runs out that way. It is still a relatively small club. But I even remember in 2018, Trent Gimbrone, who played for the Tennessee Smokies, snuck one right over the 400-foot sign, and that was an impressive feat at the time. Conine hit his probably about halfway up the batter's eye and halfway in between the pole that's on the netting out there and the actual end of the batter's eye in center field.
What do we see? Dillard this earlier this season.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
420 feet, I think.
I think it was estimated at 425.
Yeah,
and that seemed
somewhere in there.
Like less.
Because it was, that was probably almost looked like, I think that one cleared the batter's eye, but it ended up about three quarters of the way up because it was just where Conine's was to the left of it.
Yep.
But Dillard's was way up high into the night sky in Biloxi. And
of course, Dylan Thomas hit one just to the right of the batter's eye as a left-handed hitter. That was a walk-off home run in Game 1 of the Southern League Championship Series against these Wahoos in 2019. Into shallow right. Now waiting on the edge of the infield dirt is Valerio. He'll haul it in. And after a mound visit, Zavalas gets the final out. But three runs coming in score. And as we head on to the bottom of the second inning, it's now Pensacola 4 and Biloxi 1. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 25th for our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night as the Shuckers will wear special Thor-themed jerseys and a Black Panther guest appearance. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit BaseballHall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union.
every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Half of the second inning, the Biloxi Shuckers now trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 4-1 after a three-run top of the second. Bottom third of the order to appear as Jason Koka, the switch hitter, bats from the left side. The right hitter Cody Mincy brings home the first pitch and inside fastball to Koka for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Mincy, even though he gave up a run on three hits in the first, he also needed just 12 pitches. As the next offer, good two-seamer that runs back over the inner edge for a strike. The count is 0-2 to Koka. Three straight singles by Weimer, Dillard, and Reitz driving in the run for Biloxi. The set in the 0-2, and Koka hits this high in the air. Right field corner, tracking after it is Orr, and he's going to run out of space as that's onto the right field patio. Well, home run distance for Koka, but it looked like it was foul off the bat, and indeed it was, but honestly not by as much of a margin as you maybe would have expected. Koka does have a home run this year, and it was against the Blue Wahoos, though it was at Blue Wahoos Stadium. Rope shot out into right field for Koka in that game. The set in the 0-2, and this is a bouncer the opposite way. Hairston comes on, brings it into his chest, and throws to first to get the speedy Koka in time. Well, Devin Hairston, never a doubt about how great he is defensively, and he's shown it many times throughout this series. So one gone, and Jason Lopez, the batter for Pensacola.
Well, just on a bouncing ball like that, and Koka was busting out of the box, and Harrison still cool, calm, and collective over there at shortstop.
Former Louisville Cardinal. As the first offer is low and into Lopez for a ball, 1-0.
He was a part of one of those Louisville teams that played in Omaha.
Part of a Louisville team that had a lot of really good players on it. Set at the belt, and the 1-0 to Lopez. And a breaking ball in there for a strike. It is 1-1. What was that? A span where they had the likes of Brendan McKay on that staff. And I believe is the 1-1 is inside. 2-1. You know, a forgotten name who's a pretty good big leaguer, Nick Solak, is on that team as well. We had a run in 2018 and 2019 where we saw a lot of Louisville Cardinals come through. Of course, can't forget about Nick Bennett on lefty for Biloxi here as that offer misses off the plate with a bender in the count. 2 balls and a strike. Check that, 3 balls and a strike to Lopez.
A lot of guys in the pro ball ranks now and affiliated ball from that Louisville team.
3-1, and Lopez bustles this in the air. Long run over for Hollins and foul ground, and he's just going to run out of room as it's into the camera well and foul. I don't know. I think Reed Detmers might have been on that team that year as well.
I was just going to say that because I remember seeing him in 18, but I wasn't sure what year he would have been if he was there in 17 or not. Demers was a freshman in 18, so he was a year before.
There you go. 3-2. Outside ball 4. A little low as well. And so Lopez works the first walk of the game for Biloxi, and it brings up Terrence Dostin.
Shea Smitty, I know he's an affiliate of baseball. You had Brian Hoeing on that team.
That's who I knew I was forgetting. How would we forget Brian Hoeing? Like, I know that there's another starter that we've seen recently that I couldn't name. First pitch cutter outer edge for a strike to Dostin. It is 0-1. 4-1 in favor of the Wahoos. They're in the bottom of the second inning. Of course, the College World Series coming to a conclusion today. The Ole Miss Rebels win the national championship over Oklahoma as Dawson swings and misses for a strike. It is 0-2 to the Shuckers center fielder. So the last two national championships in Division I college baseball going to a team set in the 0-2. And Dawson bounces this up the middle. Harrison's waiting for it at second. He'll easily step on the bag and throw to first. A tailor-made double play, 6-3. And the bottom of the second comes to a close. We go on to the third. It's the Wahoos 4 and the Shuckers 1. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Start of the third inning. Pensacola leading Biloxi 4-1. Right-hander Noah Zavala is out for the third. He'll get Osborne through the next couple of innings. Here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Zavala's first pitch is popped up in the air behind home plate over our heads. On top of the press box. Might have skipped over some of the parked cars behind MGM Park. But strike one to J.D. Osborne. Catcher out of the University of Tampa, one of the Spartans. The 0-1 as a curveball snaps in on the inside corner for a called strike with Leo in 2. On the catcher, second time he has started behind the plate in this series. Zavala wheels and deal, the 0-2. And a check swing by Osborne. Four, five, and six to up in this inning. Wallace out of runs in the first two innings is just looking to stop the bleeding here early. 4-1 Blue Wahoos lead. 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Osborne lunges for and try to hold up. That's Wallace with a nasty wipeout slider. Picks up his first strikeout and a good start. Place to put it down and away. So one out, base is empty, and the center fielder, Thomas Jones. First pitch is Jones showed bun. A breaking ball. It's a called strike after Jones pulled it back. It's the fourth straight game that Jones is starting for Pensacola. The 0-1. And a fastball sails high at 87, 1-1. Jones was hit by a pitch last inning to kickstart the three-run inning for Pensacola. Will then score. 1-1. And a wave and a miss. Breaking ball down and away. Reaches for at it. Well, even though Noah got hit around a little bit the first two runs, at 29 pitches entering this inning. Wheels and deals, the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Another breaking ball down and away. And Zavalas, back-to-back strikeouts. He's searching for his first 1-2-3 inning today. Just the Conine home run in the first for that last half inning. Pensacola had 4-1, bases empty, two gone, top of the third. And a fastball at the belt called strike to Norel Gonzalez for strike one. Gonzalez, who was acquired in a trade. And the 0-1 down and inside. Now Shoetop's 1-1. Traded from the Houston Astros, who had a no-hitter going again today against the New York Yankees. Well, the Yankees and the Bronx Bombers come out on top as the 1-1. Gonzalez hits well in the air. Deep center field. Dawson turning. And now to his right, and the deepest alley chases it down for a loud third out. 1-2-3, no by Noah Zavalas. After 2.5, Shuckers still trailing 4-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Top of the order for the Shuckers to jumpstart this bottom of the third inning. Biloxi drilling 4-1 after a three-run top of the second inning for Pensacola. Right-hander Cody Mincy. First pitch changeup on the outside corner as a called strike to the switch hitting left fielder Noah Campbell. Lined out to left field his first time up. Mincy delivers the 0-1. A slow chopper right side of the diamond. Devers comes around it, flings it to first. And puts away Campbell. The second time today. Campbell again entering today on a 14-game hitting streak, 17-game on base streak. He's really catapulted his numbers north of 300 in the average department at least. One out, base is empty. First pitch fastball inside to Felix Valerio for ball. Mincy set from the belt from the stretch, kicks in the 1-0. The fastball is just a hair downstairs, 2-0. Well, Garrett mentioned before that it was the second four-hit game for Valerio that last week in Chattanooga. And the 2-0 down and away. And Valerio doesn't chase after it, 3-0. Severino now up in AAA Nashville, still on his rehab assignment. 3-0, and Valerio leaves down on the way, ball four on the slider. It's the second walk that Mincy has issued today. Gave one to Lopez last inning, but not the worst thing in the world because the next batter, Dawson, bounds into an inning-ending double play. That's going to be awfully tough with Joey Weimer at the plate. Not only can he bash the baseball, of course, but we talk about all the time him and his speed. As takes a first pitch at the letters, called strike. A fastball at 89. Blair is at first, one out. Bottom of the third inning, 4-1 Pensacola on top in the series finale. Final game of this first half. Valerio in motion, pitch high and in. For a ball, throw it out a second, and Valerio sneaks in to second base. A little shaken up on the tag in as he takes off the batting helmet. Valerio off and running. And for him, number 19 on the season, just two behind the league leader in Weimer, who's at the plate with 21.
Looked like they were maybe going to end up getting Valerio's back foot, but on the replay, looked like he just avoided it by sliding to the back of the bag.
And the 1-1 Weimer chops it towards the on-deck circle foul. That's why sometimes, too, usually a right-handed catcher, and you don't see lefties really in the minor leagues, obviously, but it's going to tail a little bit towards the first base side, and that's why if it's still on the money, you have a chance to get it, like you said, because you can get him on the backside or on the foot or the, and the 1-2 high and in, and Weimer stumbles out as he's hit up and on the hand as he's shaking his right hand. JJ Reimer comes out, picks up the batting helmet, and gives it to Joey.
Well, that's the third time in the last four games that Weimer has been hit on his hands. And so you can understand why he's so frustrated, and we already gave the numbers earlier. That's now the 31st time in 21 games the Shuckers have been hit by a pitch against the Wahoos. And again, it was Jackson Reitz who got hit in four straight games when we were in Pensacola. And now, again, nothing deliberate there by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, you play a team 21 times and you start to feel like it's personal, even though it isn't. And especially for Joey, getting hit on the hand like that again, that's a really dangerous spot to get hit by a pitch.
He's going to stay in the game. Runners on first and second, one out. Bottom of the third inning. And Thomas Dillard pulls on the ground and through the right side into right field, a base hit. Here comes Valerio around third and into score. An RBI single for Thomas Dillard, and the Shuckers got the deficit down of 4-2.
Well, another sharply struck ball by Dillard, and lucky that there was a little bit of a bobble there by Orr out in right field, because Valerio actually went through a stop sign at third. And so he scores without a throw, and so that little bobble, not an error, but, it does allow the runner to score without a throw.
So same scenario again. Runners on first and second and one out. And Jackson Reitz makes a pitch outside for a ball. We want to talk about hit by pitches and teams getting angry. Just go out to Anaheim today. Them and the Mariners clearing benches. And then the 1-0 Reitz line drive right at Harrison, the shortstop, as Weimer able to lunge back in towards the second base bag. Unfortunate for Reitz. Right at the shortstop.
Weimer having to take off, thinking that one might bounce. Long striding back to the base.
So Weimer still at second, Dillard at first, two outs, one run in this third. 4-2 Pensacola. As Mincy's first pitch downhill is fouled back by Devaney for strike one. Cam flied out to center in the first inning. Ball hit way out there into left center. Out just to the edge of the warning track. The 0-1. And a breaking ball. Devaney gets under. Pops it up. High in the air. Shallow left field. Harrison, the shortstop, gives way to Johnson. The left fielder makes the catch. Again, a few steps shy of the infielder for the final out of the inning. But the Shuckers strike for a run on one hit. Do leave 2 men stranded on the base pass. Third of the way home here in Biloxi after 3. Pensacola 4, Shuckers 2. Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Welcome back to MGM Park, the home of the Biloxi Shuckers. Going into the top of the fourth inning, Bubba Hollins, the third baseman, stands in the right side against the right-hander starter Noah Zavalas. His first pitch breaking ball at the belt for a called strike on the outer half. Lead off this inning. Shuckers going to run back on the Dillard RBI single. Zavalas 0-1, and Hollins pulls over it out to third. Koka fields down, throws across the diamond, and puts away Hollins on the first out. Now five in a row retired for Zavalas. Needed just two pitches that time. Been very economical in the early going through three and a third. 42 pitches, 27 of them for strikes. So one out, base is empty. Koka is in on the grass at third as J.D. Orr takes a cutter up and away for a ball. Orr with plus speed. Swinging the stick from the left side. The right-hander is Zavalas, 1-0. A fastball just below the knees, 2-0. Orr this season, his 28th game in Double-A with Pensacola, hitting .226. First career home run in the minors in this series as well. He's driven in four. And the 2-0 is up and away with the cutter again, 3-0. Orr had just two home runs at Wright State. And he goes to the left of his Mississippi sign. 3-0. And Orr makes a fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. Koka's back behind the bag and a little bit towards second base as well this time as a 3-1 is lined into center field. Dawson backing up to his right makes the catch. Again, going out in towards that corner that Garrett was talking about earlier to the left of the batter's eye near the Hard Rock sign. And Dawson's had to make a second or third catch like that today already. Again, Zavala is starting to find his groove now. Facing the 9-0 hitter, the shortstop, Devin Harrison. And a breaking ball down and away for a ball. Harrison was a part of that three-run second inning. The one tarnish on Zavala's line today. 1-0. A curveball sinks low, 2-0. 4-2, Blue Wahoo's lead. Top of the fourth, two outs, bases empty. Harrison singled in a run in that second. And Devers, who's on deck, a sacrifice fly. And the 2-0 is Harrison swats it down the left field line for a base hit. As Campbell cuts it off, Harrison throws on the brakes. And he'll skip back into the first base bag. But his second hit today And off to a good start on this Sunday series finale. Now Harrison coming into today was just 3 for 13 in the series. So he's nearly doubled his hit total in the series in the final game. Now Jose Devers fouls the first pitch into Lopez has meant for strike one. But that single also snaps a run of six in a row. Zavalas was looking for back-to-back 1-2-3 frames. And the 0-1 down and inside, blocked by Lopez, who pops up quickly. Shows the baseball to Harrison at first, 1-1. I'll mention Jose Devers, his cousin Rafael Devers. The Red Sox, on a hot streak right now. They've won seven in a row. Out in Cleveland again today. 15-hit performance for the Red Sox. And Zavalas is 1-1. Devers pulls it foul on the ground.
So the Cleveland team that was feeling pretty good and playing pretty good baseball heading into that series.
Yeah, they really were. And Cleveland's really been surprising some teams. Everyone always seems like the last 3 or 4 years, it's the Twins division, But Cleveland don't spend a lot of money. It's really Ramirez, one-star player that they have, but they just find ways to win. And give credit to Tito and Terry Francona. Zavalas nods, comes set from the belt. Delivers the 1-2 and a curveball up and away, 2-2. It's always a shame that Cleveland never won a World Series in the 1990s. Of course, Atlanta Braves had that big core throughout the whole decade. And the 2-2 little flare down the left field line, dropping fast and in, a base hit as Campbell races over towards the line and flings it back towards the infield, but a pair of back-to-back singles to left. And Pensacola once again looking for some more runs. So two men on, two gone. Top of the fourth inning. 4-2, Pensacola on top. And somebody who played in the 90s is Griffin Conan, who's at the plate, right? Seven World Series team. And a curveball that Conine hits well. Deep center field. Dawson's after it. It's over the wall at the batter's eye for a home run. Conine's second blast today off of Zavalas. This time, a three-run Johnson. And Pensacola pads a lead to 7-2.
Conine, the second time in his career that he has had a multi-home run game on a Sunday against Biloxi. He did it last year when we were in Pensacola. And his second is a three-run blast. And the Shuckers, unfortunately, kind of like they did in the late innings last night, now digging a pretty big hole to try and come back from.
3-for-3 day as the first pitch to Troy Johnson is struck well. Weimer is at the wall, waiting for it, and makes the catch on the warning track as Johnson just needed a little bit more legs underneath it. But allowed out number three. But Pensacola gets three more on the 3-1 blast. Three-run blast from Griffin Conan at 7-2 after 3.5 here in Biloxi. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, 3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Top of the fourth inning. Bottom third of the order due up is Jason Coca. Steps in the left side against the right-hander Cody Mincy. And a first pitch, chopper right at the second baseman. Devers charges and fields, throws to first to put away Coca. Second time today, he's bounced down on the infield. And one pitch, one out for Mincy. Well, Griffin Conine, a two-home run day for him. Driven in four of the seven today. Three for three. Had himself a little Sunday fun day at MGM Park. Well, Mincy so far, 41 pitches through three and a third innings. And now the catcher, Jason Lopez. A fastball at the knees, called strike. Infield back all the way around. On an overcast Sunday where it rained early this morning throughout late last night. The 0-1 down and away from Mincy. Count 1-1. That's why we started about 20 minutes late today. The ground's doing a terrific job. Clean up the field and make a game ready. Mincy from the belt. One down below the knees. As Osborne, the catcher, trying to raise it up for Dylan Bradley's liking. Two one is down and away. Backhanded by Osborne. One out, base is empty. Bottom of the fourth inning, seven runs on eight hits for Pensacola. Aiming to split this final season series of the first half. It is 3-1. It is flying up in the air. Shallow right field. Orr jogs in and fields it off his right shoulder for the second out. Now, Jose Devers, a second baseman, went way out there in meeting with Orr. One of those two guys maybe joking around about it, but Devers showing his speed and tracking ability. And now the center fielder, Terrence Dawson. Mincy fires in a first pitch. Down and inside for ball one. Dawson bounces into a double play his first time around. And the 1-0. Dawson takes a changeup at the knees. 1-1. Now Dawson this season in his 15th game, hitting .229. Driven in six. 1-1. As Dawson, little flare into center field and over Harrison's shoulder, drops in a base hit. Jones comes in as well, barehand scoop, and throws it back in the infield. And Terrence Dawson has a single with two outs in the fourth inning. The Dawson's fifth hit of the series. He's out first, has some speed. Lineup card flips back to the top of the order. Noah Campbell waggles the bat above his left shoulder. And a first pitch takes it high with a cutter for ball. It's already Campbell's third time at the plate. Shuckers two runs on now. Dawson single being the fifth hit. Lindsay kicks, and Campbell flies it high in the air left center field. Tailing towards the left fielder Johnson, who calls off Jones and makes the catch. Medium depth left field. The final out of the frame. No runs, a hit. One man left on base. Four innings in the books in Biloxi. Shuckers trailing 7-2. The Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Biloxi, Shuckers going 7-2 to the defensive goal of Wahoos. Zach Venero into the ballgame. Starter Noah Zavala about. Zach, here is Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So it's J.D. Osborne to lead things off, and a first-pitch fastball is at the knees for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, a little surprising to see Venero in this spot because he has really settled into a spot as Biloxi's closer this year as the 0-1. Wave and a miss. There's that slider from Venero. That had a little bit of extra movement than we've seen lately out of the right-hander, and it's quickly 0-2 to Osborne. Venero operating from slightly towards the third base side of the slab, the 0-2. And a slider, and Osborne can't check his swing. He goes around for a strikeout. So a three-pitch strikeout for Osborne. As Thomas Jones comes to bat, here are your peripherals on the right-hander Venero. 2-0 this year. The 2.16 ERA at AA, 23 appearances. This is his 24th. He has finished 14 games for Biloxi, and he is 7-for-8 in save opportunities this year. Set in the first offer to Jones, and a fastball swung on and missed at 96. And the count is 1-0, and this is the kind of Zach Venero that we have seen this season. Let's see, had his usage go way up over the last couple of weeks. The 0-1, that is in tight with a fastball at 94. The count is 1-1. And the Shuckers were in a lot of close games, and so he was turned two, got the last five outs in a Friday night game that we had in Chattanooga last week. As the set and the 1-1, and then that spiked in the dirt, low and outside, 2-1, after he had pitched on Wednesday. And then came back out and threw an inning on Sunday, and then the Shuckers turned to him on Wednesday night here. Did lock down his seventh save of the season. By the way, seven saves surpasses the highest number from any Shuckers closer last year, as the 2-1 is popped up in front of the plate, coming on Lopez, and about halfway between the mound and home plate, he makes the catch for the out. Venero retires the first two. Not very often that you write a fly out to the catcher that is in fair territory these days, but well, Lopez is alert to it. And with two gone here in the inning, that brings up Norel Gonzalez. On a Matt Hardy led the Shuckers last year in saves. He had six. Set and the first offer. And the fastball is low and outside. It is 1-0. Jake Cousins was a perfect 3-for-3 in save chances. And really, the thought was that he was going to be with Biloxi for a lot of the year last year. The set and the 1-0. And a slider just misses the back door, maybe a little low for a ball that is 2-0. Instead, Cousins came out. He made 7 scoreless appearances with the Shuckers, 3-for-3 in save opportunities, allowed runs in his last outing with Biloxi, and then went up to AAA. 2-0. And that's a high bouncer out towards second. Valerio stabs it backhanded, plants, turns, and throws. And a one-hop throw is online, but not in time to get Gonzalez. But that is still an impressive effort from Felix Valerio on a 3-bouncer that seemed destined for center field.
Yeah, like you said, that's going to have a lot of top spin. You see it right there, hit off the infield. Even just for Valerio to get to it and get a throw off is really impressive. That is a difficult play. If we're talking stars, that's 5 out of 5 in difficulty trying to make that play.
So a 2-out single, and now it's the third baseman, Bubba Hollins. The set and the first offer. And a fastball on the inner edge for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Venero is an imposing presence on the mound. 6'6", 230 pounds from New York Mills, New York. Free agent signed by the Brewers in 2019 out of the University of Mount Olive. As this is hit back of home and foul, and the count is now 0-2 to Bubba Hollins. Shuckers trailing at 7-2 here in the top of the fifth. That was something that plagued Biloxi last year as well, and it's been really nice to have Venero step into that closer role, a spot that throughout Shuckers' history has always been established. 0-2, and a breaking ball is fouled straight back. And so the count stays at 0-2. And that was something that we had an opportunity to catch up with Luke Barker a couple of days ago and chat with him for a piece on our Shuckers showcase, and it didn't make the cut for the piece, but that really stood out to him was it was the first place where everybody really had defined roles at that point. The 0-2, and a wave and a miss. He got him to chase a changeup down low. And so Venero, just a 2-out single, but he strikes out a pair in a scoreless fifth inning. We head on to the home half of the fifth. It's the Blue Wahoos 7 and the Shuckers 2. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and 2 drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Pitch to Felix Valerio. The fastball pumped in for a strike at the top of the zone from the right-hander Cody Mincy to get us going here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Wahoos. Next offer is a changeup that only makes it about 57 feet. And the count is a ball and a strike to Valerio. 7 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error for Biloxi, the 1-1. And Valerio pops this up. Infield coming on Devers and near second base off of his left shoulder. He'll make the grab. So Felix flies out. A shallow fly ball on the infield. One gone and Joey Weimer, the hitter, for the Shuckers. Well, Griffin Conine has made his presence felt in this game. Solo home run drove in the first run of the game. 2 batters into it. Shuckers did tie the game in the first on 3 straight singles. As the set and the offer. And Wilmer steps back from an inside slider for a ball. It is 1-0. Joey was hit on the hands his last time up. Stranded at second after a single by Thomas Dillon brought in Valerio. The 1-0. And a weave and a miss through a breaking ball, and the count is 1-1 to Joey. Wahoo scored three in the second as they sent eight men to the plate. Shuckers got that one back in the third, but then a three-run fourth. The 1-1. And Weimer a little out in front and over on the 79-mile-an-hour breaking ball, and the count is 1-2. Joey hit by the pitch his last time up. He singled and scored back in the first. The right-hander Mincy, the 1-2. And a wave and a miss by Weimer as he goes down on another breaking ball. And a strikeout for Joey. Two gone in the inning, and Thomas Dillard the batter. Conine with a three-run homer at the top of the fourth inning, giving the Wahoos a 7-2 advantage. Only a five-run comeback would be the largest comeback of the year for Biloxi, as this is high and away for a ball, 1-0. They nearly completed an 8-2 comeback last night. So they scored two in the eighth and then three in the ninth and had the tying run at third. 1-0 when Dillard, in around the hands, fouls it over the net for a strike. Like two today with a couple of singles and an RBI. Right-hander Colton Hawk, though, got a strikeout and a lineout last night, as the 1-1 is again spoiled foul by Dillard. And the count of ball and two strikes to the first baseman for Biloxi. 7-2 Wahoos here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two gone and the bases empty in this Sunday finale. The 1-2. Well, that's low and inside. So the count, two balls and two strikes to Dillard. Well, RBI for Dillard, his 43rd of the year. Right-hander Mincy sets, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. And that's low and inside, and it actually clips Dillard. So it's another hit by pitch. That one down around the ankles brings up Jackson Reeves. And Tom, as you look at this game, really the difference between the Shuckers and the Wahoos at this point, obviously four more hits, but Pensacola's got two home runs. The Shuckers don't have anything more than singles in this game, despite the fact they've hit the ball hard off of Mincy. They haven't been able to find the gaps or really elevate it against him. Here's Reitz in the first offer, and Jackson swings and fouls off a changeup for a strike. It is 0-1.
That was one of the problems yesterday. 13 of their 15 hits were singles. You had the home run from Kale and the Devaney double. And that's why you look at the discrepancy in the hit column, but you're right, able to drive, fit into the gaps, and doubles and triples, home runs, all adds up.
The 0-1. And Reitz takes outside. It is 1-1. And this has been a good home run hitting team for the Shuckers this season. Obviously, when you have two guys who each have 15 home runs, that's going to help you out a lot. But Biloxi's hit 79 this year in 67 games. 66 coming into today. The 1-1. And that's in the dirt, and Dillard will not move as it runs up the first baseline and Orr almost slams down the mask as he goes chasing after now to Reitz. By the way, at that pace, and again, I haven't done the math to calculate it out, but the Shuckers might be on pace to break their franchise record for home runs in a season. They hit 149 back in 2018. The set and the 2-1. And Reitz swings over a cutter for a strike. And the count is 2-2. Now you think about it, they did have that one weekend series that they had in mid-May where they hit 11 home runs in a two-day span. Well, that will certainly help you out with your totals. Set on the 2-2. And Reitz steps back from an inside fastball. And the count is 3-2. Contributions all up and down the lineup. Valerio with 10 home runs. Weimer with 15. Reitz with 15. Devaney's got 9 home runs. Set and the 3-2. And Reitz takes low and outside for ball four. So the middle part of the order has really produced for the Shuckers today. Four hits, hit by pitches and a walk. They've been on all but two times up today. So runners on first and second with two gone and Devaney the batter. Third free pass issued by the right-hander Mincy today, who's now at 70 pitches. Bottom of the fifth, Shuckers trailing at 7-2, but one big swing from Devaney here, and you're within striking distance heading to the back part of this game. First offer, and Devaney watches a breaking ball miss outside. It is 1-0. Cam with that fly ball to deep left center field back in the first, and he popped out to shallow left his last time up in the third. 1-0, and a swing and a miss down to a knee on a breaking ball. The count is 1-1. Cam with a three-hit night last night is first of the third base bag for a single and added on two more hits. The 1-1. This is fouled back just off to our right. So the count of ball and two strikes to Cam Devaney. Dillard at second, Reitz at first. Two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Wahoo's leading the Shuckers 7-2. No action in Biloxi's pen, so Venero set for the sixth. The 1-2. And this is hit out towards the left field gap, but Johnston ranging over. He reaches, it's off his glove and over his head. Dillard's going to come in to score. To third goes Reitz, and Cam Devaney is into second base with a double. And go ahead and give him a 19-game hitting streak on a ball that Troy Johnston nearly tracked down, but just couldn't quite get the glove to it and squeeze it as he had to leap a little bit. And Devaney is at second with an RBI. The Shuckers do indeed get one back, but now they need to put a crooked number on the board, and they'll bring up Jason Koka.
That's a ball that Johnston started going a diagonal in and then realized it started to maybe leap on him a little bit, and that's when he started back. You know, if he was cutting the route more sideways initially, would have had the catch, I think.
So now it's Koka, first pitch hunting, and he fouls it off for a strike. It is 0-1. So the Shuckers in a spot they have been in a couple of times in this game. They left 2 men in scoring position in the first and 2 men in scoring position back in the third. Reitz at third, Devaney at second, and the 0-1 and Koka bounces it right to the second baseman, Devers, into the heel of his glove, short jog, and he will overhand casually to first and retire Koka. But Biloxi does get back a run on the RBI double by Cam Devaney. We head on to the sixth. It's the Pensacola Blue Wahoo 7 and the Biloxi Shuckers 3 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
They'll challenge your authority because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments, and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
And a first pitch is low for a ball. 1-0 to the right fielder, Orr. Glad you're with us on this Sunday. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella alongside. Right-hander Venero sets and the 1-0. And Orr checks the swing, doesn't matter. 94-mile-an-hour sinker on the outer half is a strike. And the count is 1-1. Third baseman Koka is playing in just a step from the bag, just shy of the cut of the infield grass in the event Orr lays down a bunt. 1-1, and a slider misses around his back foot to the left-handed hitter, and it's 2-1 now. Devaney is very deep up the middle at short, shaded about five steps off to the left of second, and Valerio, there is a bunt shown, and a fastball is low and outside, and the count 3-1 to Orr. Orr has specialized in bunting against Biloxi this year. See what he does on 3-1. And he shows it, and it comes in, and it almost hits him, and I think it does. Orr was trying to get out of the way, and that was a fastball that just came in. And he is hit by a pitch. It would have been ball four anyway. Another look at it here on the replay, and that got him on his back foot. Right there on that back left foot for Orr. So a hit by pitch, and Devin Hairston, the batter, from the right side. First offer, and Hairston checks his swing on an inside fastball. It is 1-0. Well, Thomas, you mentioned the hit by pitch today between Anaheim and Seattle and the crazy scenes there. Bonero, the 1-0, runner goes. Throw is a called strike. The throw down to second gets into center field. Orr is going to come up and at the last second head to third. And Terrence Dostin will just lob it in. So that goes down as a stolen base for Orr as he got a really good jump, even with the strike right down the middle. And then a throwing error that allows Orr to advance to third. So a man in scoring position for Hairston, who's 2-for-2 today. The scenes today in Seattle, Jesse Winker was hit by a pitch, and I guess there have been some simmering tensions between those teams. 1-1. This is fouled off, and so the count is 1-2. And Jesse Winker decided that he was going to try and fight the entire Angels team. It reminded me of a couple of years back when Amir Garrett with the Reds went right at the Pittsburgh Pirates dugout all by himself. Set and the 1-2. And this is hit on the ground right to Devaney. Down to an E, looks the runner back to third, and the throw to first is in time. Cobb for the first out. With one gone, it'll be Jose Devers. Right-hander JT Henson is warming in Biloxi's bullpen. We saw a couple of the trade pieces that sent Winker from Cincinnati to Seattle when we were in Chattanooga last week. First offer on the way to Devers, and a slider is in there for a strike. It is 0-1. No, but it was not a good scene there today in Anaheim.
Yeah, no, for Amir Garrett, too, former Billing Mustang as well.
Yeah. Set in the 0-1, and this is shot the opposite way foul, and it's 0-2. Take a look back for the Wahoos from 2012 to 2018 when they were affiliated with the Cincinnati Reds. Plenty of guys who went through Billings and then ultimately made their way up to Pensacola. First offer on the way, or next offer on the way, and that is low, and it's a ball. And so the count 1-2 to Devers, who is 1-for-2 today with a single and a run scored his last time in the fourth, a sac fly in the second, and a fly out to right in the first. The 1-2, and this is muscled the opposite way, but foul. And so the count will stay at 1-2. The narrow sets, and the 1-2 is high with a fastball. And so the count draws even at 2-2. Well, just rounding out the thought there in Seattle, I saw that there were 8 players that were ejected. I am sure there are going to be a lot of fines and suspensions coming down from that. 2-2, Endeavors hits this over the drawn and infield out into right, and it's a base hit. In to score is Orr. It's the second hit of the day for Devers. His second run driven in. And Pensacola gets back the run they surrendered. Mike Guerrero has come out of the dugout, and it looks like that's going to be the day for the right-hander Zach Venero. As Guerrero points out to the dugout or to the bullpen and will retrieve the ball from his tall right-hander. Talking about the new hurler on the other side. Wahoos leading it 8-3 here in the top of the sixth inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. Don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There's always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on June 25th for our Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night, as the Shuckers will wear special Thor-themed jerseys and a Black Panther guest appearance. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Pitching change for the Shuckers from the top of the sixth inning, trailing at 8-3. The new hurler is the righty JT Hinson into the ballgame.
Hinson 4-3 now in his 21st appearance, 6.21 ERA, 29-18. 6 home runs allowed this season.
So the left-handed hitting Griffin Conine in, and the set and the first offer. And Conine waves through an elevated slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Well, Hinson comes in to replace Venero with Jose Devers at first and one gone. Conine 3-for-3 today already with 2 home runs. And time is called. Conine is the one who actually takes it out of the batter's box. Conine a home run to the left of the batter's eye. Back in the first inning, singled in the second. As the next offer, fastball high and tight, and it's 1-1. Conine then a 3-run homer just to the right of the 400 sign in center field his last time up. The 1-1 pitch, and Conine fouls this back. Came in around the hands of the breaking ball. And so the count is 1-2. Now Conine home runs 12-13 on the year. Now up to 42 runs driven in. Left-handed batter waits. And Hinson, the 1-2 dealing. And Conine takes high and a little inside with a fastball. And the count draws even. If you're Hinson, you'd love nothing more than to get a ball on the ground here, potentially get a double play, and get out of this inning and let your offense go back to work. Right-hander Hinson sets, and his 2-2 to Conine is low, and it skips away from Lopez, and that'll go all the way back to the netting behind home plate. Wide turn of second for Devers, but he will hold up there on a wild pitch. The count has now run full to Conine. And again, it doesn't get any easier with Troy Johnston waiting on deck for the Wahoos. 8-3 Pensacola here in the top of the sixth inning. As the right-hander Hinson looks to set, shoots it down the left field line, but foul. Jeffrey Yon made his best effort at it. Seems to be the designated guard for the catchers, which in this case it is Paul McIntosh. The Wahoos really only have two catchers on their squad right now. And J.D. Osborne, the starter tonight, and Paul McIntosh. Another 3-2 from Henson. Here it is. And a breaking ball was swung on and missed. A strike out of the top of the zone for the second out. And before Troy Johnston bats, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Two gone here in the top of the sixth inning. Runner on second is Jose Devers, with the Shuckers trailing the Wahoos 8-3 on a Sunday, and a ball gets loose out of the bullpen for Pensacola, so we'll have a momentary delay before Troy Johnston steps in. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors for Biloxi. Vincent sets and the offer. And that is just outside for a ball with a breaker. It is 1-0 to Johnston. Well, the Shuckers have obviously made an adjustment to Troy Johnston in this series after the series he had in Pensacola against Biloxi. The set down, though, 1-0. And a wave and a miss at a breaking ball, and the count is 1-1. 0-for-3 today for Johnston. So now he is now 2-for-11 in this series, though he does have a couple of sacrifice flies in some big spots for Pensacola. The set and the 1-1. And a breaking ball bounced on the ground. Dillard waiting for it. Scoops it into the glove and an easy jog to first, and it retires Johnston. So Henson comes in and limits the damage, but a run scores on a hit-by-pitch, a stolen base, an error, and an RBI sixth. Shuckers trailing at 8-3 as we go that way on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards and nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Last of the sixth inning here in Biloxi, the Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8-3. Jason Lopez leads it off, and he'll face a new right-hander for Pensacola. It is Andrew McInvale.
Well, McInvale's ninth appearance with Pensacola this season, 1-1, record of 12.10 ERA, 9-2/3 innings, walk 6, struck out 9.
Austin and Campbell, the 3-2 up for Biloxi here, as the set and the first offer, and that is taken high for a ball for McInvale. It is 1-0. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors for the Wahoos. 3 runs on 6 hits and 2 errors for the Shuckers. Biloxi has left 7 men on base already in this game. Unfortunately, despite going 3-for-7 with men in scoring position, they don't have more to show for it offensively. This pitch is high. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Shuckers with all 6 of their hits as singles today. I'll check that. Devaney with a double for the 1 extra base hit. Set and the 2-0. Fastball in tight at 91. And a count, three balls and no strikes to the catcher, Lopez. Jason worked a walk his first time up in the second, and he flied out to right back in the fourth. McInvale, the 3-0. And a fastball finds the inner half for a strike. It is 3-1. Well, for McInvale, this is his fourth appearance against the Shuckers this year. Three innings, he's given up two runs, both earned on a couple of hits. One of them a home run. He's hit a batter, walked one, and struck out four. Stares in and the 3-1. And Lopez fouls it off. High fastball. And so the count has run full now to Lopez. McInvale pitched in the game back on Tuesday night. Pitched the eighth inning. Shuckers ended up driving in an insurance run in the bottom of the eighth there. Dillard walked, stole second, and scored on an RBI single by Felix Valeria. The set and the 3-2. Way outside, ball four. So brings up Terrence Dostin. The set on the first offer to Dostin, and Terrence bounces this foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Plenty of baseball all throughout the major leagues today. Thomas had mentioned the fact that the Yankees today were almost no hit yet again by the Astros, and yet managed to come back and win that game today. The set and the 0-1. And Dostin skips this up the middle, waiting for it again. Hairston, he steps, and it's almost a carbon copy of the ball hit by Dostin back in the second inning. 6-3 double play, and just like that, two gone in the inning. They lived up to their Bronx Bomber moniker today. DJ LeMahieu hit a game-tying two-run homer. Then Aaron Judge came up with two outs and runners on the corners and just went ahead and hit a home run. Walk-off three-run blast. As Campbell moves back from an inside breaking ball, it is 1-0. Shuckers trailing at 8-3 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Two gone and the base is now empty. The set and the 1-0. And a fastball a little tall. Two balls and no strikes to Campbell. Noah today 0-3. Sharp line out in the first, ground out in the third, and a fly out his last time up in the fourth. Set and the 2-0. And a violent swing and a miss at a high fastball. It is 2-1. Worth noting that for Judge, that was his 28th home run of the year. He naturally leads the major leagues. Next closest, Pete Alonso with 22, and Yordan Alvarez also 22. Oh, Mike Trout hit the set and the 2-1. And Campbell hits this high in the air. Shallow left field, backing up Hairston. And he will settle underneath it and make the grab for the out. So a leadoff walk for McInvale, but he gets a double play and a pop out and faces just three in the sixth. We go on to the seventh. Shuckers trailing the Wahoos 8-3. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jayanna Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
And we're gonna let it burn, burn, burn.
The seventh inning, after trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8-3, he hangs it out for his first full inning of work. It's J.D. Osborne. Inning here is Thomas Zenzarella.
Don't you know Jay in front of my tee as well as J.T. Ensign. Rider comes set from the belt, fires home. First pitch slider high at the eye level of the catcher for ball one.
There are a lot of J.T., T.J., JD, there are two JDs in the lineup for Pensacola, and they batted back-to-back earlier this series.
They did. A 1-0 fastball, then he's called strike, and we had a T.J. Hopkins in Chattanooga.
Yep.
A lot of that going around. 1-1 from Henson is just off the plate outside. 2-1 to Osborne, who's 0-3 today. Two strikeouts and a flyout under his ledger. Infield's back all the way around. Dillard just a shade behind the first base bag as a 2-1 is rolled over right at third. Coca comes down, throws across the diamond at the shoe tops, and Dillard makes the grab. 5-3, and Osborne's put away for the first down, the top of the seventh. The Shuckers trailing 8-3. A pair of three-run innings in the second and the fourth. Three-run home run in the fourth by Griffin Conine. Center fielder Thomas Jones, who's got some pop of his own. On the right side, four home runs this season. As Jones whiffs on the breaking ball upstairs for a strike. Jones been on base just once today, hit by a pitch and scored in the second. Struck out swinging in the third. He's also popped out today. The 0-1, and Ensign drops in a changeup on the outside corner, 0-2. Ensign from Greenwich, Connecticut. The PGA Tour was in town and up in Cromwell, the Travelers Championship. Big sports day all around as the 0-2 is foul tip into the middle. Lopez for strike three. For Ensign, he's retired the first four he's faced since coming in for Zach Bonero. So it quickly two gone. It's the left-hand hitting first baseman, Norel Gonzalez. A slight open stance from the left side. Bat hanging on his back left shoulder. And the first pitch is two-hopped right to Valeria at second base. Throws on a first. And a J.T. Henson. Five up, five down. He's faced scoreless inning in two-thirds. We've reached stretch time in Biloxi. Shuckers trailing 8-3. On the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-34.
In Biloxi, Shuckers trailing 8-3. New pitcher in the ball game for Andrew McInvale. It's Nuri Zabala.
Yeah, Zabala making his third appearance with Pensacola. Two innings this year, one run. It was earned on four hits. He's hit a batter, walked one, and he has struck out three in 12 batters faced.
Zabala facing 2-3-4 in the order. And Zabala, first pitch, high and tight. Take it off the bat. Went back towards the screen. Valerio's okay. Oh, just hit off the mitt of Osborne, so it's ball one. What a wild thud down there. And Zabala's 1-0. 97-mile-an-hour fastball down and away to the backstop. 2-0. So Zabala, the 25-year-old, 6'3", 259. Signed as a free agent by the Marlins this past November. And a fastball down and in, 98-3-0. Joined the Blue Wahoos on June 7th from Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp up in AAA. Made seven relief appearances, had an ERA of just under 12 there. 3-0. And a fastball inside, ball four. Second walk, Valerio has worked today on base for the second time. Brings up the right fielder, Joey Weimer. So Valerio at first, Shuckers still trailing though, 8-3. First pitch fastball. Jasper Lillard today, 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the first. Hit by a pitch in the third and struck out swinging in the fifth. Well, Cody Bensu got the ball rolling for Pensacola. Five innings out of him today. And Zabala's 1-0. And a fastball down and in at 99-2-0. Now, Zabala did make his Major League debut this season back on June 12th. For the Marlins, the 25-year-old became 22,702 player in Major League history. And the 2-0, a fastball at the knees called strike. Again, it's just incredible just how exclusive of a club you're in if you make your Major League debut. And we talked about Jackson Reitz making his. As Weimer fans on the fastball, 99, stumbles over home plate. Count 2-2. And a fastball called strike three at the knees. 99 miles an hour, paint at the bottom of the zone. And Zabala picks up a strikeout. One gone. Well, Zabala was on the taxi squad. Valerio going as the first pitch is bounced in, and Valerio has a stolen base. So he's it at second. As Thomas Dillard been on board all three times today. Two singles, including an RBI in the third, hit by a pitch and scored in the fifth. And now Osborne out the chat with Zabala. So activated on the 11th and then DFA'd 2 days later, and he made his debut on the 12th. So he was with the Marlins for about 2 full days. Assigned to the Jumbo Shrimp on the... They sent him back down to Double-A Pensacola. A runner at second base, one out, bottom seven, as Dillard swings through a fastball, 98 on the outside corner, and the count even 1-1. For a lot of guys, throw 98, it's just about the control. And a fastball up and away, 2-1. Zabala did throw a score as two-thirds of an inning in his debut, allowed a hit, struck out one. The walk per nine's about 5.5 in his 8-year career in the minors. Was first signed by the Seattle Mariners back in 2014 as a 17-year-old. With a number of different organizations. 2-1. And Dillard out in front of a changeup. Hold the string on him, 2-2. Spot with the Mariners from 14 to 2016, Dodgers 2017 and 18, with the Reds from 18 to 20. And last year was with the Phillies in his first year above A-ball. Was with the Redding Fighting Phils, the Double-A. 2-2 is poked the other way on the ground. Slow bouncer. Harrison goes to third, and they get Valerio. And he can't believe the tag was up high on his chest. So Dillard's safe at first, but they get the lead runner.
Well, on the replay there, I think the complaint that Valerio is saying is it's not a force play, it's the tag. But maybe the fact that Holland's foot was there kept him from getting it to the base before that met his chest.
Runner at first, two outs, and ball skips away from Osborne, and Dillard sneaks into second. That'll be a pass ball. He's drilling five runs right now in the home half of the seventh, 8-3. Now reads today, RBI single in the first inning that even the score at one. Shockers have been outscored 7-2 since then. Pensacola out hitting them today 10-6 as Reitz yanks it down the third base side. Foul. It pinballs its way through the seats. And it counts back even 1-1. Well, Biloxi will have an off day tomorrow just like everybody else. Gets set to open a 6-game series, part of a 12-game homestand. As Reitz pulls on the ground a foul, this time a bit closer to the white chalk. But still down on the Pensacola bullpen, 1-2. Well, that was the occurrence when the Shuckers played in Pensacola last time at the end of May, beginning of June. Pensacola was wrapping up their 12-game homestand that they had. This time, Pensacola will start the Shuckers' one and only 12-game. 1-2 from Zabala, and Reitz lines it well into deep left center field. Johnson's tracking after it. Carom's off the wall. Gets past Jones as Dillard trots home, and Jackson Reitz, an RBI double here in the seventh inning. And the deficit's cut down to 8-4.
Well, a great day for Jackson Reitz. Second hit, second RBI. He's back level. Doubles and home runs, 15 of each. We saw yesterday for Biloxi, they were able to put together a late rally. Juniors find a way to chip away. This is an offense that, you know, has scored five or more runs in all but four of their games in the month of June. So, you know, they have a chance.
Cam Devaney takes a changeup low for a ball. It's with one of the best averages in all of Double-A in this month of June. Very generous to them. And a fastball 99, high and tight, 2-0. Shuckers hitting 292 as a team. Best in double A, third in all of minor league baseball. 2-0 is inside a fastball. And again, 3-0. RBI double for Devaney in the fifth inning. That was the last time the Shuckers scored until that Reitz double. But Devaney is on base streak at 25 games and minor league best 19-game hitting streak that will continue to stay active. Reitz is at second. Two gone, the 3-0. And a fastball skips in for ball four. And Devaney walks. And out from the third base dugout is Blue Wahoos pitching coach Dave Island. After Zabala has been stuck with two outs after the fielder's choice. Jump on a walk, and that's why Island's out there. As a right-hander warming in Blue Wahoo's bullpen. Looked like it was A.J. Ladwig. Well, Shuckers have a chance here, trailing just four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning, but are looking to continue to chip away at the deficit that they have been in since the three-run second inning by Pensacola. First pitch from Zabala to Kokas. Foul back, 98 for strike one. Koka hitless today, 0 for 3. Three groundouts, one to Harrison at short and a pair to Jose. The 0-1. And Koka takes high above the letters, 1-1. Reitz is at second. Devaney walks off of first. Zabala, deep sigh of breath, 1-1. Down and away with a changeup. Koka lays off. Probably a good idea if you're Yazin just to see another strike or so. After the four-pitch walk, he issued to Devaney, the 2-1. And a fastball inside that Koka just scoots out of the way of. He jumps ahead in the count, 3-1. Jason Lopez is on deck for Biloxi. And if Koka can find a way on, and that's just the main goal here. This could be one of the last batters for Zabala. 3-1 as Koka lines it through the left hole in the left field. Reitz gets the wave throw from Johnson is cut off. And Reitz scores as now Koka is caught on a rundown. They flip the second. Now they'll go to third. It gets away. Zabala's there to back it up. And now Koka is caught in between first and second again. JD Orr, the right fielder, flips to second. Devaney's coming home. They chase Koka back, and they do get him. And the run will count. So a crazy sequence to end the frame. Well, the Shuckers do get two runs on a ball batted into left field. And so the Shuckers able to cut the deficit down to 8-6 after 7 here in Biloxi on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel.
and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in circle, walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday bed.
What a wild bottom of the seventh inning. Shuckers still get three runs on the board, though. It's 8-6. Pensacola, though, as Robbie hit. Enters the contest. And to take you the rest of the way home, we send it back to Garrett Green.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So hit coming into the contest tonight, his 20th appearance of the year, 2-2 with a 2.67 ERA. Again, Bubba Hollins to lead things off. The set and the offer. And this is bounced third base side, and it is foul. 8-6 should be the score up on the scoreboard as Biloxi got three runs there in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thomas Dillard scored, Jackson Reed scored, and Cam Devaney came in and scored. The set and the 0-1. And that is off the plate. The count is 1-1. Set by hit the 1-1. And that is yanked out into left field, a base hit. Hollins with a good turn at first base, but he'll throw on the brakes as it's collected quickly by Campbell. So the leadoff single off of hit, and J.D. Orr the batter. First offer, this is bunted. Up the third base side, coming on Coca, and he will have no play as it's a bunt single for J.D. Orr. Orr was looking to bunt his last time up, and Coca and hit converging on that ball. No opportunity for anybody, and so not the spot you want to find yourself in here for Biloxi right after you got three runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to make it 8-6 and draw within two, and now right out of the gate. The Wahoos have a couple of guys on and nobody out, and Devin Hairston, who's got two hits today. Right-hander hits, sets, and the first offer, and a weave and a miss on a slider for a strike by Hairston. It is 0-1. So what a wild end to the bottom of the seventh inning, as Thomas was saying. A bizarre sequence of events. The set down the 0-1, and a swing and a foul tip by Hairston on a ball in around his hands. And the count is 0-2. By the way, credit to our official scorers as they got the scoring on that last crazy out there. The set and the 0-2, and a slider, and there's a sword on a swing and a miss by Hairston. Completely fooled by it. First strikeout, and a big one for hit. One gone, but the lineup turns over to Jose Devers. So that goes down 7-2-5-4-3-6 on the putout of Coca. The set and the offer, and this is lashed back and foul for a strike. It is 0-1 to the batter, Jose Devers. So again, what happened there to end the seventh inning is the fact that it was a single to left by Coca. Jackson Reitz came in and scored. Shuckers testing the arm of Troy Johnston, normally a first baseman out in left field today. As the next offer, just a little off the plate, and the count is 1-1. And then on an attempted throw over to third, the ball got away. And it appeared that what happened is Yason Koka was arguing that it had gone out of play. And so, therefore, the Shuckers would easily have second as this is fouled off. And the count is 1-2. And unfortunately, because he didn't make his way all the way to second base, the Wahoos went ahead and got him into a rundown again. But as soon as Cam Devaney saw the rundown, he alertly broke for home and came in and scored and got there before Koka was tagged out, trying to slide into first. As this is lined out into left field, Campbell sprinting over that way, and he'll haul it in for the out. Big second out for the Shuckers here in the eighth inning as they trail by just two at 8-6. Good job by Camp. Shot the opposite way, but now most difficult out of the day so far for the Shuckers is the designated hitter, Griffin Conine, from the left side. Runners on first and second after singles by Hollins and Orr. And the first offer, and Conine swings through a slider for a strike. It is 0-1. Conine is 3-for-4 today with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. His other hit was a single in the second. He did strike out his last time up against JT Henson. Hit the 0-1. And this is fouled straight back. Came at him with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-2. So again, if you can believe it, the Shuckers trailed this game 8-3 at one point. 8-6. Look back to second and the 0-2. And that is outside. So the count of ball and 2 strikes to Conine. The right-hander hit readying. And his 1-2 is on the inner edge. A called third strike. Front door slider and hit, strikes out a pair to strand 2 in the top of the 8th inning. We go on to the bottom of the 8th. It's the Shuckers 6 and the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, The Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Shuckers within striking distance in this one. They trail it 8-6. Jason Lopez will come to hit, and he will face a new hurler. It's the right-hander Anthony Maldonado here in the eighth.
Yeah, Maldonado's 20th appearance, 2-3 record, 3.4 run, 1 ERA, 31 2/3 innings. He struck out 46 batters.
First offer on the way, and Lopez whiffs and misses over a Bugs Bunny changeup. That had a ton of drop to it. It is 0-1.
Maldonado's also walked just 10 men this season.
Lopez waiting from the right side. On the set and the 0-1. And a whiff and a miss by Lopez on another off-speed, and the count is 0-2. Well, for Maldonado, this is his sixth appearance against Biloxi. 1-1 this year with a 1.86 earned run average. The 0-2. And that's down in the dirt. Threw him the chase out of Lopez, and he did not offer. Jason has walked twice today. One time that he did not was back in the fourth when he flied out to right field. The set and the 1-2 offer, and Lopez strikes out swinging on a changeup. One gone in the inning, and Terrence Dustin will be the batter. Pensacola struck first in this game. They scored a run in the top of the first on a solo homer by Griffin Conine. Shuckers right back with three singles to tie it in the bottom of the first. Rerun top of the second put Pensacola up 4-1. Shuckers got one in the third to move within a pair, but then a three-run fourth. The Wahoos back out in front as this is high for a ball. It is 1-0. So it was 7-2 at that point. Shuckers got one in the fifth. The Wahoos a one in the sixth to move in front, 8-3. Shuckers, though, with a three-run seventh as they're within two, the 1-0. And that is inside to Dawson. Two balls and no strikes. And again, the Shuckers are doing this without the services of Sal Freeling, the number one prospect in the Brewers system. Dealing with an injury that he sustained back on Tuesday night. Set and the 2-0. And that is inside 3-0. And we have not seen Gabe Holt in this series either. Eight, six Wahoos here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One gone and the base is empty. And the 3-0 to Dawson. And Terrence takes a low one inside for ball four. Second time on base for Terrence tonight. First walk by Maldonado, and the lineup will flip back over to Noah Campbell. So a chance for the Shuckers here as the middle part of their order has been very productive today. We get back to the top here and see what Campbell can do. Looking to extend his hitting and on-base streak. He is 0 for 4 today. But he's put the ball in first offer, and that is outside for a ball, 1-0. Campbell lined out sharply to left back in the first. That was a really good play by the left fielder, Troy Johnston. Grounded out to second in the third, flied out to left in the fourth, a much easier play, and he popped out to short back in the sixth. They kick in the 1-0, and Campbell takes high. Two balls and no strikes by Maldonado. You heard Thomas say it when he was introducing you to the right-hander Maldonado. That is just the 11th walk that he has issued this season. Now in 32 innings worth of work. Right-hander sets chest high, and his 2-0 pitch is high and away. Three balls and no strikes to Campbell. 93-mile-an-hour fastball that missed. Last time that Maldonado pitched was in the clincher for the Wahoos back on Thursday night when an inning in the third without allowing a run came in when the Shuckers had stemmed a little bit of momentum. As the next offer, fastball in there for a strike, it is 3-1. We got the big strikeout of Felix Valerio in the sixth inning after the Shuckers had scored a pair of runs. At that point, it was 5-2 in that game. Runner on first and one gone. And the 3-1 to Campbell is inside edge for a called strike. You know why it started to move down to first base. That is called a strike. And so the count now full. Maldonado's 3-2, and Campbell fouls this one off. Right-hander Nash Walters has started warming out in Biloxi's bullpen. Talked to Nash the other night. Remember on Friday night, Shuckers ultimately came back and beat Pensacola. Nash was getting warm in the bottom of the eighth. That was that 17-minute half inning for Josh Simpson against just four batters. Set in the 3-2, And Campbell hits this in the air, but that'll go foul down the left count. We'll see full to the Shuckers left fielder. Dostin off and running as soon as the ball was in flight, so he was halfway around second, where he caught eyes of J.J. Reimer, who was playing way back of the coach's box at third. Runner goes, and the 3-2 is hit in the air, out into right field, drifting back is Orr, and he will get underneath it and make the grab for the out. So Dostin will have to retreat back to first as Campbell flies out to relatively deep right field. Brings up Felix Valerio. I don't know if I've seen J.J. Reimer over at third base that deep very much. But I think with a speedy runner like Dostin, that's one where a good third base coach will shift depending on who they are signaling. A throw over to first and Dostin with a dive back in on a pickoff attempt by Maldonado. 8-6 in favor of the Wahoos here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two gone and the runner on Dostin on first after his walk. Valerio the hitter and the first offer. And Felix checks his swing on a low outside changeup for a ball. It is 1-0. The 1-0. And Valerio swings over a changeup, and the count is 1-1. The center fielder Jones is shaded about 7 steps towards right field, and the third baseman Hollins is about 5 steps inside of the outfield grass and very close to the line over near third. Runner goes on the 1-1. The pitch is high. The throw down to second is not in time as Dostin slides in feet first with a stolen base. Great jump by Terrence. He's able to slide into second with his first double-A steal.
Yeah, Osborne had a pretty good pitch. Got such a great jump off of first. And with his speed, able to slide in a few seconds before the throw got there.
Pitch was upstairs for a ball, so it's 2-1 to Valerio. And the offer, and Felix pops this up. Right side, back of home. That'll twist foul into the stands. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes to the second baseman, Valerio. Felix has walked twice today, and he has stolen second each of his 2 times on base. Eight-six Wahoos, Valerio the tying run for Biloxi. The set and the 2-2, and Felix hits this into left field, but Johnson will have a play on it as he comes in. Oh, Valerio was just a little underneath it, and will make the catch out in left field for the last out. No runs, no hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. We go on to the 9th. Shuckers still looking to get back into this one, trailing at 8-6 as we do on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy. Turn and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Start start of the ninth inning, the Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8-6. Troy Johnston leads it off, the left-handed hitter. Right-hander Nash Walters is in for Biloxi here in the ninth. First offer is an overhand curveball that's waved over and missed for a strike. It's 0-1.
Well, Nash right now, season-long 6 1/3 scoring streak, has his ERA under 6 at 5.93. 3-1 record with 5 holds on the season. He's punched out 35 and 27 in a third inning.
The set and the 0-1. And that comes in and hits him. A fastball that Nash overcooked, and he plunks Johnston in his back. So a hit by pitch of Johnston puts a man on, and J.D. Osborne will be the batter. Right in the middle of his back there. The set and the offer, and this is hit hard but foul by a couple of inches over on the third base side by Osborne, and he might have just splintered his bat in the process. He'll chuck that to Jones, and the new bat will be handed out to him.
It looked like a change of a slider breaking ball on the hands at Osborne. It was a fastball that's probably within the third base bag. Muskoka's able to make a play on it.
Shuckers just looking to stay within striking distance here in the ninth inning, and that is low and outside. And the count is 1-1 for the catcher, J.D. Osborne. Osborne today 0-4 with a flyout, 2 strikeouts, and a groundout. Set and the 1-1. A fastball low and inside at 96. 2 balls and a strike to Osborne. Well, it looks like the left-hander Jeffrey Yon is getting warm out of the bullpen for the Wahoos. So the Shuckers will likely see the lefty in the ninth. They've got the meaty part of the order coming up, Weimer, Dillard, and Reitz. The 2-1 and a breaking ball. Nice slider swung through a miss. And the count is 2-2 to Osborne. Shuckers have an off day tomorrow before they start a 6-game series against the Mississippi Braves on Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m. on the first pitch. Set and the 2-2, and that is below the knees with a fastball. Just missed plucking the string. And so the count has run full to Osborne. Shuckers will open that series up with the right-hander Justin Bullock. As the 3-2 runner goes, and this is weakly bounced up the third baseline, but it turns foul after about 40 feet. Spoils a chance for Johnston to get a stolen base. Well, the count will stay at 3-2. Meanwhile, we get a Tuesday-Sunday double dip of Jared Schuster again this upcoming week against the Mississippi Braves. Remember when the Shuckers were in Pearl from May 17th through the 22nd, they saw Schuster in a Tuesday-Sunday series there. 3-2. And that's hit out into right center field. Dawson turns and chases out to the deepest part of the park. And as he goes on to the sender, he makes the grab out in deep right center field. So Dawson had it tracked the whole way. It's a very well-struck ball by Osborne. But a line out to center field. One gone and Thomas Jones the batter.
That's the same type of track as Kobe Fletcher Vance the other night at a home run out by that Mark's root beer bottle, and this one just stayed.
Patrick Ditter that hit his out that way. I only remember as the offer is ripped through and missed for a strike at his 0-1 because it is so rare that people hit a ball out over from the Miller Lite sign out towards the Mark's root beer bottle. Even left-handers don't hit it out there very often. Walters, the 0-1. And a wave and a miss inside fastball at 96. The count is 0-2 to Jones. I remember when the Shuckers faced off against Jared Schuster in their Tuesday game they had there in Pearl. He did not make it out of the first inning that night. The set and the 0-2. And a fastball is high. And so the count draws to 1-2 to Jones. Runner at first is Johnston after he was hit by a pitch. One going here in the top of the ninth. Shuckers trailing it 8-6. The 1-2. And it's fouled back. An off-speed that time. And so the count will stay at 1-2 to Gonzalez. Meanwhile, the Wahoos are going to head back home, and they have a six-game series coming up against the Montgomery Biscuits. Right-hander A.J. Ladwig set to go for them on Tuesday, and the right-hander Jaden Murray going for Montgomery. Set in the 1-2. That's bounced on the ground foul. So the count will stay at 1-2. Murray has been very good this year for Montgomery. 4-2 with a 2.93 ERA. We'll keep our eyes on that series because the Biscuits will be the Shuckers' next opponent they play after the six-game series against the Mississippi Braves. They will go to Montgomery for the first leg of a 12-game road trip. The 1-2, and that comes in. And Jones has to limbo out of the way quickly of a dart. 95 in around the chest. And he's just able to duck out of the way. And so the count, 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Walters, a quick spin and a dive back in Hayes. The Shuckers will head to Montgomery for a Monday through Sunday series. And time is called as a ball gets out of the bullpen. A pitch by Jeffrey Yan getting loose out there. Johnston resumes his lead off of first about 3 paces. Dillard is holding him on but not standing on the bag. As the 2-2 is down in the dirt, and a good block by Lopez on a slider. And so the count has run full to the center fielder Jones. And Dillard is playing about a pace in front of the bag over at first. Well, he is holding on the runner, Johnston. It's not by physically standing there with 1 foot on the bag and stretching out like you would normally see. The 3-2, and a wave and a miss. He got him to chase a slider down low. First strikeout for Walters, 2 gone in the inning. And Norel Gonzalez the batter. Biloxi scored 3 runs in the 9th inning last night. They scored a run in the 9th inning on Friday night. That won them the game 5-4. And they scored 4 in the 9th inning back on Thursday. So Shuckers looking for something that's very much within reason in the home half of the night. First offer to Gonzalez. And he waves right through a curveball for a strike. It is 0-1. Again, you look at the order today. Weimer, Dillard, and Reitz. We were 1-for-3 today with a single and a run. Dillard with 2 hits, a hit by pitch, and a pair of runs. Jackson Reitz, single and a double with a couple of RBIs. The 0-1. And that is down low. Couldn't get him to chase a changeup. And they count 1 ball and 1 strike to Gonzalez. Well, Gonzalez is 2-for-4 today. Singled and drove in a run back in the second. Flied out to center in the third. And a bouncing ball singled out back in the 7th. 1-1. And this is bounced up the middle and through into center field. Johnson will turn second and head for third. Weimer's just going to hit the cutoff man. No opportunity there as Johnston turned it into another gear as he went around second base. So a single for Gonzalez. That's his 3rd hit of the night. And it brings up Bubba Hollins. Their hard hit ball by Gonzalez, 107 off the bat that time for the first baseman.
I think maybe since that home run yesterday, instilled confidence in him at the plate. He struggled early part of the series, didn't play for a few days, and now reinserted back in the lineup in the last 2 or 3 games or so now.
So been on the corners and 2 outs, and the first offer to Hollins is a changeup low and outside. Good job by Lopez to slide to his right and pick it on a hop. 1-0. Big spot here for the Shuckers, trailing at 8-6 in the top of the 9th inning. You do not want to let a run come in and score here in the 9th. Try and hold down this Wahoos offense. Walters, the 1-0. This is bounced on the ground, back of third, fielded by Coco, winds and throws in plenty of time. And Walters gets around the danger in the top of the 9th inning. We go to the bottom of the 9th. Shuckers looking to come back and win this one in a walk-off. They trail it 8-6. And as we go that way, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Start of the bottom of the ninth inning. The Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8-6. Joey Weimer leads it off, and the new hurler is the left-hander Jeffrey Yan for Pensacola in the ninth.
Yan's 1-1 this season, 23rd appearance, 3.73 ERA. 31 in the third inning is on the mound for the Blue Wahoos. Struck out 50, but has also walked 28.
So he gets Weimer to lead things off in the first pitch. And Joey takes a slider low and inside for a ball. It is 1-0. This is the part of the order you want up. Weimer, Dillard, Reed as the Shuckers look for at least two here in the ninth. 1-0. And Weimer pops this back right over us. And out of play for a strike. The count is 1-1. Well, Joey, a single his first time up tonight, was hit by a pitch in the third. Since then, he has struck out in back-to-back at-bats. The 1-1. And that's high and inside with a fastball. Two balls and one strike to Weimer. As we said, Shuckers have been scoring in the ninth inning this series. They got three in the ninth last night, one in the ninth 2 nights ago, and four back on Thursday. 2-1, Weimer can't check his swing. Doesn't matter. It's a cold strike anyway at the bottom of the zone. And the count is even at 2-2 to Joey. It is worth noting, Weimer hit right in his hand back in the third inning. 2-2, and a swing and a miss through him, a slider down low. So a big first strikeout for Yan. One gone, and Thomas Dillard the batter.
That's a huge first out for Yan. We sing in the ninth inning, getting that leadoff man on. And that's something the Shuckers have done. You talk about those ninth innings that they've had. Leadoff runner tends to get on. Great success after.
First offer to Thomas Dillard, and Thomas lifts up his back foot to avoid a slider for a ball. It is 1-0. There always does seem to be something in that ninth inning that if you're the team pursuing in the ninth, as the 1-0. Dillard bounces it up the middle. Hairston to his left. He can't get it. It ricochets off of him, and it'll settle down there. And it's a base hit for Dillard, so his third knock of the night. And the Shuckers will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Jackson Reitz.
A ball just able to sneak through up the middle. Hairston, a good job to at least knock it down. And if he was able to corral that, would have been a tough play without a pivot, his hips and his feet. But still a play Posse could have made. Really showcasing his range at shortstop.
More than anything, it might have just prevented Dillard from maybe moving to second. So now it is Reitz, and the first offer is in tight with a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 1-0. Reed so far today, 2 for 3, an RBI single in the first, a sharp line out to short in the third, a walk in the fifth, and a double in the seventh. Slider. And the count is now 1-1 to Reitz. Reitz has faced off against Jan 4 times this year. He is 1 for 4 against him. He has also been hit by a pitch. Jan looks to first and the 1-1. And that is inside with a breaking ball. 2 balls and a strike to Reitz. Shuckers with a comeback win would finish the first half a game above 500. If they fail to come back here, they'll finish a game below 500. The 2-1, and Reitz moves back from an inside fastball, 3-1. Also would give them a series win here at home against the Wahoos to finish out the first half, and would give them an 11-10 series lead against Pensacola. 3-1, and Reitz checks his swing on a ball down in the dirt, and after an appeal, no swing is the call by Mark Bass. So a single and a walk, and all of a sudden the tying run is on base for the Shuckers here, and Cam Devaney coming to bat. So a good start for the Shuckers as this middle part of the order continues to produce and get on base, and now you just need the one big hit, which Devaney provided an RBI double, provided a walk and an RBI double his last 2 times up. 8-6 Pensacola in the bottom of the ninth, and the first offer is down in the dirt for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, Cam against the left-hander Jan this year, 1 for 2 against him. With an RBI, he's also drawn a walk and struck out 1 time. The set down, though, 1-0. And that is inside with a fastball, 2 balls and no strikes to Devaney. And so, for Jan, he has struggled to throw strikes here in this inning. This is 14 strikes. Single by Dillard, walk by Reitz has put the tying run on base. Devaney represents the winning run. The set down, the 2-0. And Cam moves back from another in-tight fastball, and it's 3-0 to Devaney. We'll see how Devaney does here. 3-0 the count. 3-0, and that is Anthony's for a strike. It is 3-1. Dillard at second, Reitz at first. As Jan will step off and disengage. We'll look back at the 3-1. And Devaney takes inside, it's ball 4. And Jan, with a couple of gestures to the home plate umpire Dylan Bradley. Not happy about that, but that pitch was inside. And so now the bases are loaded, and all of a sudden, tying run in scoring position for the Shuckers, and the winning run at first with Jason Coca coming to bat. And that will draw Dave Island, the pitching coach, out to have a word with Jeffrey Young.
It really was a close pitch, and that's why Devaney stood there for a second. Look back to Dylan Bradley, and ball 4, and huge scenario here, obviously. Tying run at second base, a base it away, and not only something too if it can get into the alleys in the triples alley or down the right field line. We know how that can be a chance for maybe Devaney to score from first, but honestly, don't want to risk anything on the base paths either. Still with 2 outs to play.
So it will be Coca, who extended his hitting streak to 7 games with an RBI single his last time up in the seventh. And he did get into a rundown long enough to allow Devaney to come in that inning to draw within 2. That's where they are right now. Bases loaded and only 1 gone. Here's the set and the first offer, and it's a bouncer in the dirt. Really good block by Osborne to keep it in front of him, and it's ball 1. No action out in the Wahoos bullpen. looks like the ninth is going to be Jeffrey Yons. That's now 18 pitches and just six strikes today. And the southpaw. The set down, the 1-0. And Koka takes a high strike on the outer end. The count is 1-1. Yason flipping around and batting from the right side now with the left-hander Young on the mound. The 1-1. And Koka swings and misses at a curveball. The count is now 1-2. Dillon at third after his single. Weeks in second after the walk, and Devaney at first after his walk. And now the Shuckers need the bottom third of the order to deliver for them. Trailing by a pair here in the bottom of the ninth. Yon the 1-2. And Koka strikes out swinging on a slider. Second K for Yon. And so now it'll fall to Jason Lopez to try and keep it going for Biloxi.
Oh, a huge strikeout from Jeffrey Yon. You know, now the whole infield and the outfield as well can take a deep sigh of relief. You know, no one just one out left to play. Don't have to do anything crazy.
Two gone, bases empty, Shuckers down a pair. First offer to Lopez, and he takes high for a ball. It is 1-0. Well, for Lopez, he did face Yon once this season for one against him. Left fielder Johnston is as the 1-0. Is low and outside, two balls and no strikes. And Lopez has shown a really good eye at the plate tonight. He's drawn a pair of walks in this evening's game. He's also struck out and flied to right. 8-6 in favor of the Wahoos here in the home half of the ninth inning. Another close game between these two teams. The 2-0. And Lopez might have caught a piece of that one, but just barely fouls it into the mid of the catcher Osborne. On a fastball at 93, and the count is 2-1. Southpaw Yon comes downhill with a 2-1, and Lopez hits it past the third baseman Hollins down towards the left field corner. Dillard scores. Reeds follows. It's up against the wall. Here comes Devaney. There's no throw. The Shuckers win it. Jason Lopez, a walk-off three RBI double. And from 8-3 down, the Shuckers rally to shock the Wahoos 9-8. A fair ball just tucked inside of the third baseline, and it ricocheted off the corner for Johnson, and Devaney scores all the way from first as the Shuckers, down but not out, come all the way back and win their series against the Wahoos with their second walk-off. 9-8, your final score tonight. It's not how you start, it is how you finish. And three in the seventh and three in the ninth for Biloxi. Third double of the year for Lopez, and he drives in his fourth, fifth, and sixth to win it for the Shuckers and close out a win. When we set it in the top of the ninth inning, you just had to stay within striking distance and give this offense, which has been the most efficient and best outputting offense in all of AA baseball in the month of June, a shot. And Jason Lopez, next man up, comes through and delivers the win for the Shuckers. Well, Lopez has caught his breath a little bit And he is standing by down on the field now with Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, here is our Shuckers player of the game, Jason Lopez. He had the big hit in the ninth inning. Shuckers down to their final out. Take me through that last at-bat that you had.
Britton Diaz, kind enough to serve as the translator today for the Shuckers.
He said he was just looking to make like really good contact, and he was only looking for one pitch right there.
Well, it seems like this whole series, Shuckers down a few runs going late in the contest, but always a big ninth inning. I know you joined the Shuckers a few weeks back in your short time. What have you seen out of this group in the clubhouse?
He said that, no, it's a really good team. We got a really good clubhouse, and that he just tries to work hard really hard every day, and that that just helps him prepare to just be the best that he can for the team on that day.
Well, thank you so much, Jason. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, there you go. Jason Lopez delivers a walk-off 3-RBI double, and the Shuckers come back from 7-2 and 8-3 down and stun the Wahoos' ninth finale. Well, when we come back, it's the postgame show. We will somehow find a way to wrap up this one as the Shuckers get the victory today by a final score of 9-8. Postgame show comes your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Best deal in town is back. Double Play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the Double Play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Well, welcome back to MGM Park, where the Shuckers 9-8 walk-off winners over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Would you expect anything else out of these two teams that have played so many close contests this year? And this one, seemingly the most improbable for the Shuckers. They have had some big leads slip away this year against Pensacola, but tonight they came back from a big deficit. Gary Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella will rejoin us in just a little bit. Let's run you back through this one. And Pensacola jumped down to a 1-0 lead in the first on a solo home run by Griffin Conine. Shuckers, though, would score one in the bottom of the first as Joey Weimer, Thomas Dillard, and Jackson Reitz all singled. That brought in a run. Shuckers, though, strand 2 men in scoring position. And then in the second inning, Pensacola scores 3 runs, a hit by pitch, a single, a walk, an RBI single, and a sac fly, driving in 4 runs there in the second inning. Biloxi got back within 2 runs in the bottom of the third as they drove in a run. Felix Valerio walked, stole second. Joey Weimer was hit by a pitch, and then Thomas Dillard with an RBI single, one of 3 hits in the game for him. But unfortunately for the Shuckers, really the Wahoos delivered what, you know, in most games would look like a finishing blow in the top of the fourth inning when Griffin Conine hit his second home run of the game. It was a 3-run blast. At that point, Pensacola was up 7-2. And as Thomas Zinzarella rejoins me up here, you know, Thomas, normally trailing 7-2, you might say, go ahead, mail it in. That might be the end of this ball game. But we have seen so many times this season with the Shuckers and also in this series against the Wahoos over the course of 21 games, really no lead is safe between these two teams.
Yeah, that's what he knows. Asking Jason about, because this whole series it seems like Pensacola has built up a big lead, and yes, Pensacola has held on to 2 games in this series, but really just by a fingernail, because every time late in the eighth and ninth, it's once again, and tonight was just another example of that, with that those runs in the ninth inning, and thanks to Jason Lopez doubling down the line. And I think too, it's all types of players, not just one person doing it, but the entire team, the entire club. Everybody's pitching in during this series.
Well, that they are, and the Shuckers did get a run back in the bottom of the fifth inning. Cam Devaney extended his hitting streak to 19 games with an RBI double. He would end up walking 2 more times, and those were instrumental. However, Pensacola got a run in the top of the sixth inning, a hit by pitch, a stolen base, a throwing error, and then an RBI single. So at that point, it's 8-3, but Biloxi started the comeback in the bottom of the seventh inning. Felix Valerio, a leadoff walk. He stole second but was thrown out at third on a fielder's choice by Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz then with an RBI double. Cam Devaney walked, and then you also think back to that crazy end of the seventh inning where Jason Koka a double or singles out into left. That drives in Reitz, and then Devaney kind of caught in between, ends up getting to third. Then Koka is caught off of second base, and during the middle of that rundown, Cam Devaney alertly comes in and scores, and he scores right before the tag of Koka. So as a result, the Biloxi Shuckers got 2 more runs in that inning. A 3-run frame made it 8-6, and you have to give credit to both Robbie Hitt and Nash Walters, along with really the entire bullpen tonight, who righted the ship and only gave up 1 run over the last 5 innings this evening. But you give credit to Hitt. He starts off his outing, base hit by Bubba Hollins, bunt single by J.D. Orr, and he goes strikeout, lineout, strikeout, and doesn't even allow the runners to advance. Nash Walters then hits Troy Johnston in the ninth inning, gets into lineout from Osborne, a strikeout by Thomas Jones, and then Norel Gonzalez with a single to advance the runner around to third, but Jason Koka, a strong throw to retire Bubba Hollins, and that set the stage for the ninth inning after Joey Weimer strikes out. Thomas Dillard with a single, and then back-to-back walks to Jackson Reitz and Cam Devaney. Koka strikes out, but then Jaden ends up with a 3 RBI double down the left field line. And that's one where, you know, Troy Johnston, not normally a left fielder. He is normally a first baseman playing out in left field. Look, the tying run was going to score anyway on that ball down into the corner, but it took a hard bounce out of the left field corner that just got a little too far away from him. And that's what ultimately allows Devaney to come around and score from first. And the Shuckers pick up their 8th walk-off win of the season.
It's always exciting. And, you know, I said before, it's always fun to watch these Shuckers. Never down an hour of the fight. They're always within the game. Doesn't matter if it's 10-0 or they're up 5-4. Really is exciting to watch this Shuckers team.
Really is indeed. Well, when we come back, we'll take a look at scores from around the Southern League, as well as scores from around the Brewers-affiliated system, and get you all set for the Shuckers' start of the second half as they'll face off against the Mississippi Braves on Tuesday. All of that as the postgame show rolls along next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, collection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 9-8 walk-off winners over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos tonight. And we weren't the only action in the Southern League, though, and for a look around the league, we send you over to Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We'll start up at the Volunteer State in Tennessee. Again, Lookouts and Smokies squaring off in a North Division battle. Smokies come out today with the wins. The Lookouts were looking to do just what the Shuckers were doing, and that was to get over 500 in the first half. But again, Lookouts fall 7-1 to score. Smokies jumped ahead early. Jake Slaughter bombed the first inning solo home run out over the left center field wall. Tackled another in the second. Alexander Kennard, one of his two home runs he had today, number 9 on the season for him. And the Lookouts, really, they just peppered them early. Two more runs in the fourth. Luis Vasquez, RBI single. Then a walk that led to a wild pitch, throwing error, crazy. See, I don't know if it was crazy as the Houston Coca play today, but Cambalego may have one of the wackier plays as well this season. 4-0 Smokies. Eric Yang did homer, though, his first this season with the Lookouts. 4-1. But again, Canario would lay later homer in the sixth. 7-1. Smokies winners on biscuits win today. And which mentioned the pregame show, the same exact scoreline. All the runs came early. Three runs in the bottom of the first. By Montgomery, Curtis Meade double, would play two of those runs, and then the only other run, Jackson McGowan solo home run, his second of the season. We saw his first year at MGM Park when he was a pinch hitter in his first or second at bat when he came off the bench. Who got injured, but McGowan came in and hit one out over the left center field wall. So that's now only just his second of the season, and the Biscuits hang on 4-1 the rest of the way. And we conclude in Birmingham with the Barons. I believe that's a series victory now for them, winning today 8-2. They slug 14 hits in the contest. I mentioned again in the pregame as well that Adam Semenares got the ball today for Rocket City after they got a strong start, I believe, yesterday from Alexander Crow, and six runs off of Semenares on 9 hits. They really emptied the bullpen today. They used 5 different bullpen arms, the Trash Pandas did. Sean Burke today, 3 innings, allowed 1 run on 4 hits. And they started out from Worcester, Massachusetts. Keller Roper followed in a little of a tag team duo. We've seen Roper start this season as well. But really, a couple of multi-hit games. The first 4 hitters in the Barons lineup really carrying the load. He had Jose Rodriguez, who bats second, go 3-for-5. Nesloni, 3-for-5. The cleanup hitter, Didolo, who is the fifth hitter in the lineup, he goes 2-for-5. And DJ Burke, leadoff man, goes 2-for-4, scores 3 times. No home runs for either side. Just doubles and singles the entire way in that contest. But again, the Barons slug it out 8-2 up at Regents Field.
All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. As for the Brewers affiliated system, it was a no good, rotten week for the Carolina Mudcats in Kinston, North Carolina at Granger Stadium. They lose all 6 games against the Downeast Wood Ducks. They fall 7-5 today. Vargas, his 3rd. Jackson Chirillo hit his 8th, and Edbert Perez hit his 10th of the year. So the big-name prospects going deep, but unfortunately, Carolina falls to Downey 7-5. They will be happy to get away from the Dudes. As for Wisconsin, well, it always helps when you have a Major League rehabber,
yeah,
especially when that Major League rehabber is Colton Wong, who went 1-for-2 today with a home run. So he gets an RBI and a run driven in. Wisconsin gets a 6-5 win today. Tristan Peters had a big game for the T-Rats today. He goes 2-for-4 with a run driven in. It was a double for his hit and a couple of runs scored as well. The tying and winning runs, though, were driven in. Joe Gray Jr. had a sack fly. Tyler Black had a sacrifice fly. And Xavier Warren with an RBI single. That ended up being the difference. And ho-hum, Cam Robinson comes in. A 1-2-3 ninth inning in which he strikes out 2 and gets his 17th save of the year, his ERA at 1.62. And last but not least on the Brewers-affiliated scoreboard, Nashville is currently taking on Gwinnett. That game is heading to the bottom of the 8th inning right now at First Horizon Park in Nashville. The Sounds with an 8-6 lead over Gwinnett. This has been a back and forth pair. Pedro Severino with an RBI double that drove in former Biloxi Shucker Bryce Terang. Grayson Genista then hit a solo home run that tied the game at 1, but then John Singleton hit his 9th home run of the year. Preston Tucker then with a home run that drove in 2. Alex Dickerson with an RBI single, and Eddie Rosario, all of those for the Stripers, driving in a run with a single. However, the comeback started for the Nashville Sounds. Mario Feliciano hit his 2nd home run of the year. That was a 2-run blast in the bottom of the 4th. That brought Nashville within 1 at 5-4. David Dahl then had an RBI single to drive in. Thomas, you want to take a guess? I'll take that as a no. Bryce Terang. Mark Mathias then hit a home run to drive in 2. Thomas, do you want to guess who he drove in?
I'm going to go with Bryce Terang.
That is too early for that. Eddie Rosario has singled in a run to make it 8-6, though. But right now, crazy affair going on in that game. And as you can tell, Bryce Terang has gotten on base quite a bit today. He's 2-for-3 with a walk and 3 runs scored. On the mound today was Josh Lindblom. He went just 4 innings today, gave up 5 runs on 8 hits. Andy Otero continues his great time at AAA. He has thrown a scoreless inning today. His ERA down to a 2.11. And the big league crew, they got a big-time win today over the Toronto Blue Jays. 10 spot in the ballgame. Rowdy Tellez hits 2 homers today. 10-3 winners over the Toronto Blue Jays. And so with their win today, Milwaukee is back in first place in front of the St. Louis Cardinals. They're a game ahead of St. Louis in the standings in the NL Central. And hey, look, the Brewers finally not on the road, finally getting some guys back. They are now 7-3 in their last 10 games. And as a matter of fact, they're still looking forward to Brandon Woodruff rejoining the rotation.
All is well.
All is well. All right, final numbers from our game today. For the Biloxi Shuckers, 9 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors, and they left 9 men on base. Biloxi did go 6-for-13 with men in scoring position today. As for Pensacola, 8 runs on 13 hits. They did not commit any errors, and they left 8 men on base. The winning pitcher is Nash Walters. He improves to 4-1. The losing pitcher, Jeffrey Yon, he drops to 1-2. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 46 minutes in front of a crowd of 1302 on a 83-degree cloudy and slightly overcast day here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers finish the first half a game above 500 at 34-33. They do ultimately finish 2.5 back of the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who close out their first half at 35-29. Next up, well, the season continues, but it is a new beginning on Tuesday when the Shuckers begin a six-game series against the Mississippi Braves. The right-hander Justin Bullock will start for Biloxi, 0-1 with a 5.85 ERA. He'll be opposed by the left-hander, 3.53 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 6:35, so we're on the air for you at 6:15 coming up on Tuesday night from right here at MGM Park as we continue a 12-game homestand. One last note, as we have now completed 21 games against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. If they have felt close lately, you are not crazy. The Shuckers are now 11-10 against Pensacola this year. They have played 11 one-run games and 4 two-run games against the Blue Wahoos, including tonight's game. 10 of the last 12 contests between the Shuckers and the Wahoos have been decided by exactly one run. Does not get crazier than that. So if it has felt like high stress and high drama over the last couple of weeks in these two series against the Blue Wahoos, it has not been your imagination. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zinzarella, play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media, and sometimes sprinter down to the dugout for the interview. Thomas, great work as always, sir.
Well, thank you, Garrett. I wanted to go to the gym today. I didn't get the chance, so now I can say I climbed enough stairs, I think, those two times to account for.
I think three tarp pulls and a sprint down for a walk-off. We'll cover all of that. But as we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Sunday evening. Whether you listen for an out, an inning, or you're with us for the entire contest, we're thrilled that you made Biloxi Shuckers Baseball a part of your night. So, for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score in walk-off fashion, the Biloxi Shuckers 9, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 8. Back at it again on Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m. from right here in Biloxi. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.